97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, hanging out with you until 9 o'clock on this rainy Monday. But it's all good because the Birds are still 1-0. They are still atop of the NFC East because of the stuff that we saw from everyone else in the division, the Giants, Washington, and of course the Dallas Cowboys. It was a good day for the Birds yesterday, and we know that the Washington football team did in fact get a W, but still, it wasn't enough to make you afraid of who they are. Tampa gets a win. You play them next Sunday in Tampa, so obviously we'll get into that later on in the week, but just good stuff to look at overall and just sit back, enjoy on a rainy day again, where you did not have to really go outside of the house, run around and do anything. You can just sit back, enjoy the football product that was out there. Week one of the NFL season, and of course, kicked off last Thursday by the Eagles and Falcons, where the Birds picked up win number one of the season. Again, Devon Gibbons with you until 9 o'clock. Pat Egan behind the glass, Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight, as always, Monday through Friday. And we're going to get into what the guys were talking about and gal, what Mike and Tyrone and Natalie were getting into to start things off with Carson Wentz. And the news, of course, coming from Chris Mortensen yesterday, where it sounded so good. It sounded so good. Here's a tweet, just to put it out there, and I know people are very, very... This is very important simply because you're talking about your franchise quarterback, and this is very important because you're talking about someone in Nick Foles who's the MVP of the Super Bowl, where, again, people really believe that he should be the one that's the starting quarterback until further notice. And he is until further notice when Carson Wentz does return and take the field. So here's Chris Mortensen's tweet from yesterday. There's much more optimism inside the Eagles organization that Carson Wentz's return is coming sooner rather than later. Not ruled out this week, but week three sounds more realistic. His GPS data has hit a viral threshold, ability to protect himself. Only a setback will cool optimism. Jaws joined Mike Missinelli at 5:10. You heard him a little earlier in the 5 o'clock hour talking about you don't rush Carson back. It's okay to have that extra week of rest for Carson Wentz if he is deemed ready to go by the doctor. He's only going to be clear. We all agree on that. That was never the problem. The problem was, when do we all agree that it's time for him to get on the field? So it's encouraging again, as we said before, when this stuff started to happen. As soon as Nick Foles won the Super Bowl and he was the MVP, and we know why Carson Wentz was out, we knew that he was going to be out for some time because of the nature of the injury, you knew this was going to happen. The guy has gotten back faster than a lot of people, where he's in position to even be talked about playing earlier than expected when the injury happened in December, right? We all know that part of it. But as soon as we start to get good information about Carson Wentz that really seems to be very beneficial to the team, people get up in arms because, oh no, you can't rush him back. Who said they were rushing him back? No one said that. He's ahead of schedule. Chris Mortensen said there's more optimism inside the organization that it could be sooner rather than later. Why is that a bad thing? If there's optimism, that means they're getting good information from the doctors. They're not making it up themselves. This is good. This is not bad. I like Nick Foles too, again. But I like Carson Wentz better because I think he gives you a better opportunity to win games week after week after week. Yes, I believe in Nick Foles when he's out there. Not just because I think he's more than capable, as we talked about last week and the week before that and the week before that. It's because that defense is special. You just heard again Jaws and Mike talking about how special the defense is, and they don't even have all of their parts out there, Nigel Bradham, yet. Right? Tim Jernigan. Carson Wentz being looked at as returning sooner rather than later, again with the optimism inside the Eagles organization from Chris Mortensen, is a good thing. Not ruled out this week, but week three sounds more realistic. against the Indianapolis Colts. And when we talked about this way back when again, training camp started and it looked like things were going to be on the up and up, we started having those conversations of, could he actually be ready for week number one? Huh, interesting. If that's the case, yeah, he might start. Nick Foles is not going to be out there. It's a good thing, y'all. It's a good thing. Only a setback will cool optimism. And right now, they have him on this particular way of putting things out there for him to do certain things, whether it's working out, obviously a certain way during practice. Then you see him before games getting his workout in, which of course is necessary. They are doing the right thing. They will not rush him back if he is ready to go, if he is not ready to go. But if the doctor gives him the okay and they are still 3-0 or 4-0, you don't rest him just to rest him. You've gotten the news that you wanted to hear, which is Carson Wentz is ready. Now, quarterbacks, players in general, overall, they're going to tell you they are ready. Sometimes they're going to tell you they're ready when they're not really ready. Heck, I play basketball only once a week, but I always look forward to it. And if I get hurt, and I go through rehab like I have in the past, whether it was a bone bruise in my ankle or a broken elbow or my busted up wrist, I'm in that rehab like, yo, when can I play? Well, not yet. Yo, when can I play? Well, not yet. You still have to go through all this. I know, but when can I play? I'm just somebody who likes just playing a game because I love it. And I'm nowhere near getting the type of care that they are getting. So you know, of course, the player is going to tell you he's ready even when he may not necessarily be ready because the doctor didn't say so. You got to wait. And then some doctors are going to say, okay, now you can test it out and go. But if it's not this, you got to tell us and you got to take a step back. Don't get frustrated. Do what you need to do. I'm sure Carson Wentz is communicating properly with the doctors. The doctors are communicating with the organization and the coaches, staff, and everything that's going on. Chris Mortensen saying what he said is a great thing to me. Again, simply stating that there's more optimism inside the organization, again, that Carson Wentz's return is coming sooner than later. Not ruled out this week, but week three sounds more realistic. His GPS data has hit a vital threshold, ability to protect himself. Only a setback will cool optimism. How do you guys feel about that? I was listening all day, obviously listening to Mike's show, him talking about it, him defending it as well. I agree, Mike. I agree. It's a good thing. 610-632-0975. If it is week three and he's ready to go and they clear him, put him out there. If not, and it's week four, fine. But again, either way, it's sooner rather than later, which means he's getting closer and you do not hold him back from participating in these games because he gives you the best chance to win. 610-632-0975. What do you think of this news from Chris Mortensen of ESPN? We'll talk about that. That obviously is the big story right now going on because, listen, they're 1-0. Nick Foles did struggle in week one against the Atlanta Falcons. He did enough to help them win the game, but we know the defense was really the key factor in the Philadelphia Eagles getting the W last Thursday. Can you use more help? Yes, from other players, the skilled position players on your team, without question. And we'll even get into that later on as well as we starting to hear some names sprinkle in at the wide receiver position, potentially working out for the Eagles because they might need some help there. Is it the quarterback? Is it the skilled position players that they have right now currently not helping out the quarterback in order to be successful on that side of the football? We know about the three drops from Zach Ertz, which are not what is, it's not what he does. That will not happen, I'm guessing, going forward based off of his history of being a tight end wide receiver slash wide receiver, pass catcher, basically, in the NFL. Dallas Goedert, he learned a lesson. Squeeze that football in when you get hit or else it's going to pop up in the air and it's going to be a 50-50 ball. You get the interception for your quarterback. Things went against Carson Wentz in game number one. May not be the case in game number two. He could be as sharp as ever. Jaws pointed it out again. When he's in a rhythm, he's fantastic. He cannot get into a rhythm last Thursday against the Atlanta Falcons. Was it more him? Was it the specialty players, the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends not helping out and doing their job to make things easier for Nick Foles? There could have been a number of things, and they all could have been a domino as to why the offense struggled the way that they did. Now, that said, again, he can come out and light up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense next Sunday, and people will be saying, hey, no need to rush Carson Wentz back. Nobody's rushing him back. If the doctors give him the okay, that's not rushing. That's the doctors doing their job and giving him the okay. 610-632-0975. Again, Chris Mortensen. Optimism inside the Eagles organization is that Carson Wentz's return is sooner rather than later. Not ruled out this week, but week three sounds more realistic. Only a setback with cool optimism. How do you feel about that news from Chris Mortensen, again, of ESPN? 610-632-0975. And again, we'll certainly get into the wide receivers, the names that you've heard of that are currently now said to be working out for the Philadelphia Eagles in the coming days or have already done so. And we'll gauge your interest on that. Not the Dez Bryant part. I'm sure that name will come up, but some other new names, some younger names that we know about, first round draft picks that are unemployed right now. But you might have interest again because the guys currently on the team playing that wide receiver position simply did not help out the quarterback last week. Mike Wallace, Shelton Gibson. That's about it. 610-632-0975. Once again, Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock here on the Fanatic. Pat Eaton is behind the glass. We'll hear from him at some point. Joe Torti from 9 to midnight here on the Fanatic, as always. And we start things off on the phones where Mike and Cherry Hill tips us off right here on the Fanatic. What's going on, Mike?
Yo, I got a comment on Vinny C. I'm a question, a comment. I want to give it a minute. But you're really forcing me to say something about Carson, man. And the reason why I'm going to say it is because injuries are a part of the game.
Yes.
And we saw last night, Aaron Rodgers came back in on a busted up leg and he still led him. So we know that it doesn't matter about week two or week three when this man come back. He's going to have a setback. He's going to have to play over it and overcome it. No one's going to be 100% okay for the entire season. 100. This man's going to get hit. He's going to have a setback. He's going to have to play through it, period.
And every time we hear 100% when he's cleared to come back, it's just 100% from the doctor, meaning he's cleared that he can come back. And as you pointed out, Mike, yes, he's going to get nicked up. Just like everyone else, at some point, no one is at 100% for the duration of the season. We know how that goes. So, yes, he's going to get hit. He's definitely going to have to learn how to fight through that again now that he's coming back from this injury.
Devon, listen, now, come on, man. Did you see what happened to dude last night from Green Bay? That wasn't nicked up. He had to get carted off the field. So we know it's not going to be a nick up. He's going to get a setback, meaning that he's going to get hit in that knee, probably have to get carted off.
Of course they're going to come after his knee. They know that that's the injury. They're going to try to get him off the field, of course.
Of course. So I'm just letting you know that it doesn't really matter about the report that Mort gave. Because who gives a crap about a second week or a third week? That doesn't matter. When he gets out there and those guys, the real test is when he gets out there and guys come at him and he gets his first blow and he got.
Of course. But until then, we have to go off of what we get. Thanks for the call, Mike, to start things off. We have to go off of what we get from Chris Mortensen, Ian Rappaport, Tim McManus, whoever it is that delivers the news. We have to go off of that. And until then, we're going to talk about what could potentially happen, which is, again, the fact that he might have an injury setback. He might not. Right? He might not. But again, the only thing that Chris Mortensen pointed out was, hey, the only thing, again, is the setback that could potentially hold him down. The only way for him to get his feet underneath him, really, is game play. They're not going to do it until they clear him to be out there to play against the teams that you know are going to come after him. Are they going to try to rip his ACL again? No, but they're going to try to do something to make him uncomfortable because he is coming back from that particular injury. Is he going to be able to move around in the pocket like he normally does? Is he going to be able to roll out and scramble and pick up extra yards like he normally does? Well, none of us know that except for them, the doctors, the coaching staff, based off of what they see in the rehab, based off of what they see in practice, and what they see during the pregame warmups, certainly to make a decision like that about Carson Wentz. 610 732-0975. Everybody drops from 100%. How many times do you play a video game and everybody's 100% and all of a sudden this stuff starts to go down because it just happens? It just happens. It's natural. Brian Westbrook talks about it all the time when we would do the show. Simple. Once you get past week one, no one is 100% anymore. You have this little thing bothering you, the next little thing bothering you, and all these things add up. You just simply have to fight through it. He is going to have to fight through it. Here's the thing with that. He's going to have to fight through it, and you're a Super Bowl team, and you need him to help you get back there with, along with your defense and your skill players. 610-632-0975. We had Steve in Roxborough next on the Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
Good, man.
I just want to jump in. I mean, I don't necessarily think a torn ACL, MCL is a nick, so I don't know what he really wants Carson to do about that.
Right.
I love that. Like, after that first game, like, I was worried about Nick, but there's so much I love. Like, the defense, they're stout. I love it. I'm excited to get Bradham back in a couple weeks. Jordan Hicks was playing.
No, not in a couple weeks. He's coming back this weekend.
Oh, this is even better. And then Jason Peters, I was so impressed with him. Like, he's the oldest guy coming back from that. And he was on an island by himself dominating these guys, dominating Vic Beasley. About Nick Foles, like, I appreciate him. I don't need him to, like, look good. I just need him to get the job done. That's what he's doing. But come on, guys. People called in saying how Tart, like, he's, like, people in the summer called in and said he's a better fit. People called in saying, like, we got to give him a chance. Like, Carson's selfish for diving.
No, no.
He proved what he is. He's a backup quarterback. We just need him to hold the fourth down until Nick gets back. But, well, I mean, until Wentz gets back. But once he's back, that's when our team's at our full potential. And that's what we need.
And again, Nick Foles, to in my opinion, is better than a backup quarterback. But he's just not Carson Wentz. That's all. The only person we really evaluate him against, and sometimes you don't even want to do that, is the starting quarterback because he is the backup. So he is the backup here, Steve. You're absolutely right. And he's a darn good one. And as you said, even though he didn't play well in game number one, you still have confidence in him going forward because of the fact that the defense is what it is. Because of the fact that it's going to be week number two. And everyone is getting their footing in the 2018 season to get back out there and get things done. I think he's going to be fine against Tampa. Now, I'm not disrespecting the Tampa Bay defense because they play all, they have some stuff on that defensive side of the football. That said, I think they can get going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, along with Nick Foles getting his rhythm.
Absolutely. Like, what I like about Nick Foles as a backup is he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He might not make a spectacular play, but he takes care of the ball. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. That's all we need right now. How our defense looks like, I'm almost surprised the defense is this good. Like, I just thought we might take a little step back, but we're not. We don't have Jernigan. We don't have Bradham. Like, just hold the fourth down. Don't make too many mistakes. We'll run the ball. Trust that line. And we'll be fine until Carson gets back.
Yes, yes, absolutely, Steve. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. They'll be fine. We know they'll be fine. But again, the report comes out that Chris Mortensen lays out there for us, and there's nothing wrong with the update that we get from Chris Mortensen talking about the Philadelphia Eagles feeling more optimistic. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? Nothing at all. It's like it's a panic just because you get good news because you think they are going to rush him back onto the field before he needs to be out there. That's not going to happen. They're going to put him out there when he is deemed 100% by the doctor, the medical staff, shared with the organization and the coaching staff, and a decision will be made. He might be clear for week three, and they decide, no, week four. But what is wrong with getting an update that's a positive update for your best, arguably your best player, probably your best player on your football team? The one that really makes you go on the offensive side of the football. It's not a bad thing. Why does it seem like it's a bad thing? 610-632-0975. Chris Mortensen yesterday put out a tweet. There's much more optimism inside the Eagles organization that Carson Wentz's return is coming sooner than later. Not ruled out this week, but week three sounds more realistic. His GPS data has hit a viral threshold ability to protect himself. Only a setback with cool optimism. That is the tweet from Chris Mortensen. What do you guys make of that? If they are 2-0 and your starting quarterback, your franchise quarterback, is ruled ready to go week number 3 at home against the Indianapolis Colts. 610-632-0975. And why are people so worried that you're getting good news about your franchise quarterback? That is not a bad thing. 610-632-0975. You can't baby him. You cannot baby him. Protect him, but not baby him. 610-632-0975. Pat Egan behind the glass. I'm Devon Givens with you until 9 here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. You love your weekly dose of Sal Pal Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an entire hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on 97.5 The Fanatic. Get the insights and breaking birds news that only Sal Pal can deliver. Join us for this week's show live from Oz, 656 Stokes Road in Medford.
Presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine.
The Sal Pal Football Hour is only on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's week 2 of the football season, which means a second shot at victory. Bragging rights and huge cash prizes are all up for grabs all season at DraftKings, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. I'm Anthony Gargano. This weekend, DraftKings has over $2 million in total prizes, and you can play free with your first deposit. With one-week fantasy at DraftKings, you choose when to play. Draft a new team every week with no season-long commitment. Just choose your player, stay under the cap, and watch the points pile up. No matter what your skill level, there's a contest waiting for you at DraftKings. Nothing makes Football Sunday more exciting than when you have a DraftKings lineup on the line. Download the app or go to DraftKings.com now. Use code FANATIC to enter a contest for free this weekend with your first deposit and compete for your share of over $2 million in total prizes. That's code FANATIC only at DraftKings. The game inside the game. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2018 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy with 0% interest. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano, and let's talk something serious right now. Recovery Centers of America at Devon. I want you to know addiction is not a disease, not a lapse in judgment. Patients struggling with the disease of addiction are entitled to world-class care provided with dignity and respect. Enter Recovery Centers of America at Devon. They provide the highest quality inpatient and outpatient treatment for addiction and co-occurring mental health disorders available in the Philadelphia area. Their phone number, 1-800-RECOVERY. They believe that your family should be able to visit and participate in treatment. So they've built a facility in our neighborhood in Devon, Pennsylvania. They're right here for you and your family, and they stand ready to help you with your addiction challenges. Their phone number, easy, 1-800-RECOVERY. Call them now. They offer specialized treatment programs for your young adults, adults, and first responders, including law enforcement and military veterans. They are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and other major insurance providers. Call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Wait until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Ron Jaworski here to invite you to come out and experience all we have to offer at my signature golf courses. We aim to create memorable experiences for everyone. From phenomenal river views to the natural beauty of the Pinelands, you will appreciate the condition of all our golf courses. You will embrace the challenge. You will marvel at the views. You will enjoy it when you're here. I love it. You'll love it too. Visit RonJaworskiGolf.com.
Goldenberg's Peanut Chews is celebrating their partnership with the Philadelphia Eagles by giving away Eagles home game tickets and tubs of Peanut Chews candy. Listen live to 97.5's Know the Show weekdays between 1 and 1:30 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. And be the first caller on Who's On First to win a tub of those delicious, chewy, chocolatey bite-sized pieces of candy loaded with crunchy roasted peanuts. Pick up Goldenberg's Peanut Chews at select Wawa stores today.
Tune in to the Birds Players Show, hosted by Anthony Gargano, live at Chickie and Pete's, brought to you by The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag by Phil Gaughan. Find a pickup location near you at thebagster.com.
Football Monday on the Fanatic is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. Sports talk for Royersford and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
.6 29 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. 610-632-0975 as we get into this report or tweet from, same thing, report from Chris Mortensen of ESPN, ESPN.com, stating that Carson Wentz, in terms of his availability, the team is more optimistic. They're not ready to say he's ready for week number two, but they would not rule out week number three. And that's all he said, which is a good thing. That's a good thing for the Philadelphia Eagles, and sooner rather than later is a good thing to hear about Carson Wentz because it just makes the team better. What do you think about the report? 610-632-0975, and at 7 o'clock hour we'll get into the names that are rumored to be brought in to work out at the wide receiver position for the Philadelphia Eagles. Some moves that they have, in fact, made special teams. Well, how about Steven Means going to the Atlanta Falcons? Good for him. One of the guys that a lot of people like here in town, even though he did not see the field a lot because of the depth at the defensive end position, but very well liked, of course, in that locker room and of the fan base, because we always saw him in the preseason doing good things for the Birds. He's going to the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll get into some other moves that the Birds, in fact, made today, or the other moves that could potentially be made for the Philadelphia Eagles. 610-632-0975. Back at it on the phones. We head to Woodbury, checking in with Big E on 97.5. Big E.
Hey, Devon. How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I missed you at FanFest.
How could you miss me?
Hello, Sam. And my favorite guy is Pat Egan.
That's right.
He helped me with my car. Did you ever hear the story of my car lost?
No. What happened?
Pat, we'll tell you and you can put it on the air. That's okay with me. He helped me out a big time. I'm not even going to talk about what I want to talk about, because Mike before and what the other callers talked about is better than what I was going to say.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Mike called and said, you don't put Carson Wentz out there with a questionable knee injury. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you attacked him for that. Well, you didn't attack
him. I didn't attack him. I just countered it.
Okay, I know you countered it. And then you see what happened to, what's his name?
Aaron
the
Rodgers.
Guy from the Giants. Not the Giants. The
Packers?
You know what I'm talking about. He lost his leg.
Are you talking about Robert Griffin from?
No, I'm talking about the guy from Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
From last night, yes.
Down. They bring in the crappy quarterback. Right? Well, we have a great backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? He comes back and he wins the game, which is great. Thank God. They did it. Probably did an MRI and it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been bad. It could have been bad. You have to agree with that. Okay?
Yes, I think everybody was concerned, especially with him being carted off the field.
Absolutely.
Sideline, not the
plus,
field.
Plus, he's a great quarterback. You got to give it to him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to take that chance with Carson Wentz?
Say that again?
Do you want to take that chance with Carson? And for the matter, Foles does his job, right? Maybe he cleared something today. I'm not a doctor or anything. He cleared the protocol. He has one more left, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then he comes back, third game.
Which is fine. And Big E, thanks for the call, man, which is what Chris Mortensen said, which was, they're optimistic that it could be sooner rather than later, potentially week number three. Not week number two, week number three. And again, that's great news. That is great news. We've seen plenty of quarterbacks come from this injury earlier than they were thought to be based on the medical history of ACLs. We always look at the one that turned out bad, which was Robert Griffin. But what about when we look at Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady? And we know they happen at different times, but Adrian Peterson coming back early, and you say he's a running back versus him being a quarterback. Well, how many times have we seen, especially great players who are able to get to the second level or even the first hit that they take on contact when it comes to running back or skill position players? So we're talking about Adrian Peterson. He came back early. You know they're going to go after his legs because they can't bring him down from the top because he's too big. He gets to the second level, you have to go low and take him down. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go after his legs. You cannot be scared. Yes, you want to make sure he's good to go for his career. You're thinking about 10 to 15 years down the line. Absolutely. But we're acting like we're saying put him out there before he's cleared to be playing. It's optimistic that he's going to return sooner rather than later. Nothing wrong with that because we're getting the clean bill of health. That's why. There's nothing wrong with that. 610-632-0975. Aaron Rodgers being carted off last night, I got to be honest. I didn't find out they won until after the fact that they won because I turned it off. They look awful and I thought that he was going to be done. Yes, I saw him come back for the second half when they came out and they started. They show him on the sideline and all. I'm like, yeah, he's just not going to be ready. He's not going to be right. And he did what Aaron Rodgers did, which was he won the game for him, brought him back. 70-yarder, Randall Cobb. Carson Wentz is going to get hit. They won't put him out there in a regular season game if he's not ready to go. We know that Nick Foles is better than DeShone Kizer. We got that, clearly. Will we be saying that if he didn't win the Super Bowl? 610-632-0975. Steve in Lancaster is next on the Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Devon, how are you today?
How you doing, man?
I'm great. So I got one offensive point and a defensive question for you.
Please.
So the offensive point is I completely agree with you. I would be a little more nervous about that report if they got, demolished when they played the Falcons. Then I would maybe think, oh, they're just afraid they're not going to win with Foles. So they're rushing him back. But after a victory that's coming out, to me that just sounds like good news.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, my defensive question for you. Last year we saw Jalen Mills get beat on the double route.
The double move, yes.
Double move, yeah. They stop, they keep going. And it happened again week one. Do you think that the Eagles recognize that and just don't mind as much because they have such a good defensive line? And they don't think they have to worry as much about the time it would take for that move to really occur and that wide receiver to get out there.
Yeah.
So they're happier to let him try to take that first round to make them go to the second level, let him be aggressive and hopefully get that pick. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first, to your point, you're absolutely right. The aggressive nature of his style of play, Jalen Mills. We know he's an aggressive player, Steve. So that's the type of things that he does. Secondly, I agree with your point where you're saying that the one thing that they're not worried about is because the defensive front is going to get to the quarterback and make it difficult for them to succeed. Because 9 times out of 10, yes, it's a quick play with that double move, and if it happens fast, advantage maybe quarterback and receiver. But in this case, the defense is on the back of the quarterback so fast that it might also help in favor of Jalen Mills. Plus, he has that sideline to help him out in the event that he gets beat a little too bad and, you know, things might work out a certain way. I don't think they're worried. Plus, they also have two good safeties, and Roddy McLeod, I think, is a good safety along with a lot of other people, but, you know, that's a whole nother story. So I think they are less concerned about that than we are. Yes, they address it. We saw it with Ronald Darby and Jalen Mills the season ago, Steve, and we haven't seen it as of yet, but we all know that not only are we looking for it, so are the Eagles, and I think the same can be said for Jalen Mills. I don't think they're as worried about it.
All right, thank you, man. Have a good night.
You got it. Appreciate it. We saw it again in the preseason where Ronald Darby, I can't remember what a game it was. It wasn't the Patriots game. It might have been the game after the Patriots. And the receiver made a great move, and it looked like it was going to get him again on a double move, and Ronald Darby just really did not bite at all. His recovery time was fantastic, able to get back into position to defend the pass as it came his way. And you know, even last year, you know, once it happened, Schwartz and everyone else in that secondary room in the corner, you know, in the defensive room, whatever, they pointed that out and try to make sure that they come up with ways to prevent that from happening on a regular basis, because once it happens at some point, you know it's going to happen again and again and again until you cannot stop it. They make adjustments. That's what they do. And yes, we saw it once against the Falcons last week. We didn't see it that much. We're looking back at it because when we saw it happen the season ago with both Darby and Mills, it was really bad. And it was concerning because it was in consecutive weeks. And we were starting to think, oh my goodness, this is going to happen every single week against these guys. They just bite so hard on the fake that they're going to go after. And then it doesn't help either when you get that pump, a good pump fake from the quarterback to get the defense off and to kind of freeze the guy. And the next thing you know, they're going down the field. I don't think the birds are as worried because the defensive front is so good they can get to the quarterback quickly. The fact that they don't bite on it all of the time, it was just a bad run that they had, and the safety help is pretty good in the event that it does go against them. And oh, by the way, if they do what they did last week by only being a 12 to 15 point defense, giving up to the offense 20, in between the 20s, you get what you get, but in the red zone, you get nothing. I don't think they're worried about it. 610-632-0975. Seems like people were just worried for the wrong reasons when it comes to good news from Chris Mortensen about the Eagles being optimistic with the progress of Carson Wentz. And I just don't understand why it seems to be a problem. 610-632-0975. They're not going to jeopardize his career or their future either as a team overall just for a one win in week number 3 against the Indianapolis Colts. He's only going to be on the field if they deem him ready. 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. We get right back on the phones here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
Hey, man, I haven't seen you at the gym in a while. What's been going on?
I'm just happy to spend some time away from the house.
Oof, things that bad?
I can't stand my job. Then I come home to a wife who can't stand me. Hey, you see that guy that just walked by? He's the one we saw at the ball game doing the play-by-play.
Yeah, that's John. Do you know he went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting? After we saw him at the game, I went to one of their studio tours to check out the program, and I loved the learn-by-doing style of training, so I actually decided to enroll. And get this, the first day of classes, we were in the studios.
That's the radio school, right?
No, they do it all. Audio, video, TV, radio, digital media, sports broadcasting.
Oh, that's awesome, man. A career in sports is my dream. I wish I could do that.
You can do it. Check out GoCSB.com to schedule a tour. They have a campus right here in the Philly area. It's so easy, man. See if it's right for you. Visit GoCSB.com to schedule a tour at the Cherry Hill campus. Day and evening classes begin in November.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting, not just for radio anymore.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I know I'll see different people all day, I'll wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I say, this is fun, what I mean is, this is awkward and I don't know how to express my feelings.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I've eaten more cookie dough in my life than baked cookies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
This health report is brought to you by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most, close to home. Locations at PennHeart.org.
QB Carson Wentz, left tackle Jason Peters, running back Darren Sproles, and linebacker Jordan Hicks are among the players who were sidelined during the team's postseason run due to injury. Starter Nick Foles needs to recapture his MVP form. Luckily, the Eagles have a loaded 53-man roster and arguably have the best backup in the league in Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. You know, getting tickets online can be far too complicated. Hundreds of sites of varying levels of reliability. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why you need to use the SeatGeek app. Only way to go. SeatGeek, designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. Every purchase fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with 100% confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to ticket source for everything from sports to concerts and, of course, the place to get your Birds tickets this year. I got the SeatGeek app on my phone. Outrageous. By far, the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. Now, I've used SeatGeek in the past. I'm going to use it for the upcoming football season, college, and you got it, pros. Best of all, my listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app. Enter promo code Anthony. That's promo code Anthony. $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek, lights and event. We got the tickets.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group. Your premier management company.
Catch Birds game day action every week live from Sugar House Casino, starting with the Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas and Devon Gibbons. Watch the game on the big screen with me, Eitan Shander, dollar hot dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, free parking, and more. For more info, 975thefanatic.com. You must be 21.
Will this week's weather affect the game? Check out our game day weather reports, brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com today to find a dealer near you. Join the Fanatic and Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour this Tuesday night at 6 p.m. at Otts in Medford, presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. $2 off wines by the glass, half-price appetizers, specials, and more.
Oh, 647, 97.5, the Fanatic. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. 610-632-0975. Again, in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll start to bring up some names that we've heard that have been attached to the Philadelphia Eagles with the wide receiver position. Do you feel like they need more help? Are you going to go the different direction because you're not satisfied after preseason one game of Mike Wallace, Shelton Gibson, only a preseason player, and so on and so on? We'll talk about that in 7 o'clock hour, 610-632-0975. Or was Nick Foles just not good enough? I think it was a combination of a lot of things. Hadn't gotten to a rhythm. And I'm not panicking because I think he's going to be good against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa when they open up the home opener for Tampa Bay next Sunday. Now, I'm not sleeping on Tampa because they did look good yesterday against the New Orleans Saints. They look like they are able to put points on the board. We saw the Ryan Fitzpatrick from the Jets a couple of years ago when he held out because he wanted that money and he got paid because he was that good with Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker as his receivers. He has options. Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, even though he has two concussions. Right? He has weapons. Might be a problem. We'll talk about that later in the week, of course. 610-632-0975. We head back to the phones, but this time we go to Lehigh Valley and Michelle on 97.5. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Devon. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So I wanted to say two things. One, Tricky Nicky is our backup, okay? Carson is our quarterback. And as soon as he's ready, we have to trust that the front office knows what they're doing. He'll come back. And he's going to have some rust on him that he's got to get knocked off, right? So
yes.
As soon as we can get him back and they're not going to put him at risk, he needs to go in, get that rust knocked off, and let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We need him really for the latter part of the season. So if he sits out 2-3 games, so be it. I don't know why anyone would be upset with him coming back a little bit earlier. He's going to be fine.
Yes, we get lost in the fact that Nick Foles is a fantastic backup quarterback, arguably a starter in this league. And, of course, the MVP of the Super Bowl is now attached
right
to him. He's a legend forever. So
but he's a backup.
He is what he is on this particular team, which is a backup
to the
franchise quarterback. You're absolutely right.
That's it. And the other thing was, did you watch the America's Game last week, the Eagles season?
I have not.
Yeah, so I watched it, and I think it was either the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. I forget which. But LeGarrette Blount was saying the way that Nick was handing the ball off to him wasn't what he was used to. And Deuce Staley was like, did you tell him? Did you tell him? And I'm like, why are they waiting till then to figure out how to hand the ball off? How he likes for him to hand the ball off? You
right
would think they would have figured that out in practice.
Yeah, and once he realized, Michelle, that it wasn't the way that it needed to be done, you just tell
right
him. You don't tell Deuce, you tell Nick and get it done.
Exactly.
Yes,
get it done
because we can't afford any fumbles. Michelle, great call. Thank you so much. You tell him, let's fix this now so we don't have any confusion when it comes to game play and all of a sudden, boom, the ball is on the carpet because no communication. Miscommunication because there was no communication that needed to be had about the handoff. Something as simple as the handoff. It's not easy because you definitely have to work on it and make sure everything is on up to par and everything is all good. This is why I like it in my gut. I like it high. Whatever it might be. whatever it might be. You fix it. You say something. Yes, you say something to the deuce, but you say something after the fact. After you say you're telling the quarterback, my man, I like it here versus here. I know Carson does it this way, so let me tell you how I like it. 610-632-0975. Adam in Wynwood is next on the Fanatic. Adam.
Yeah, Devon, what's up?
What's going on?
I just wanted to agree with you completely, man. Like, this is good news. I don't get why people are freaking out about it.
I don't get it. I mean, we understand that you have one of the best backups, arguably, of all time. He won you the Super Bowl. But if you get good news, you get good news.
Yeah, and you said, like, he's our backup. He's a great backup for us. But I think you were kind of alluding to it earlier with Tampa Bay, with and his name's escaping me, for Aaron Rodgers. He's going down. Nick Foles is a great backup for us with having Carson there, but I wonder if there's an opportunity to maybe ship him over there if they're having trouble with Aaron Rodgers, get something good out of Tampa.
I hear you. The only thing I wonder, you know how you dive deeper and say, why would the Eagles want to help the Green Bay Packers? But still, you're getting something back if it is that high draft pick. You know it's going to come up. I've seen it on social media once things happen where people are starting to speculate. Yeah, they're going to start speculating if you look that route and try to get something for for Nick Foles if Aaron Rodgers can't go, because Deshaun Kaiser is not Nick Foles. You're right.
Yeah, I just want to throw that out there because I seemed like you were trying to go there earlier, trying to bring up that point. I personally wouldn't go for it. I love Nick Foles as our backup, having, like, with Carson in the questionable, with his injury, I don't want to jinx anything, but hopefully this is a one-time thing, injury. He seems incredibly resilient, which is why I like Carson, and he can get out of situations, and hopefully he can continue to when he comes back from his knee. But just having that extra security with Nick Foles, he is our Super Bowl MVP. We have the statue of him outside our stadium. I like having him there, and even with when Carson comes back, I think he should play as soon as he's cleared and he's able to come back. We shouldn't sit on him. Like you said before, we shouldn't baby him.
Without question. Yeah, without question. But, no need to baby him.
But yeah, no, I just want to see Carson out there. I think I would like to hold on to Nick Foles. I don't think we should ship him off to Tampa Bay or anything like that.
Green Bay, you're saying. Yeah, I hear you. No, listen, man, thanks for the call, Adam. Really appreciate it. I'm not sending him to Green Bay, not right now, no. And I've said it before where I pointed out clearly, I am not scared of anyone. I'm not. So if I send Nick Foles to Green Bay, if that's what they decide to do, I'm not scared of it. Not at all. Because I'm confident in the Eagles' defense, and I'm obviously confident in the fact that the Eagles' offense, led by Carson Wentz, with all of those weapons, will be successful for this football team all year long. Period. 610-632-0975. We're obviously going to continue this conversation about the quarterbacks and the good news about Carson Wentz from Chris Mortensen. Optimism inside the Eagles organization that he can return sooner rather than later. That is a good thing. A very good thing. I can't worry about Nick Foles. He's doing his job right now. He will continue to do so until Carson Wentz is ready to go. That's great news from Chris Mortensen about your starting and your franchise quarterback. Also, on the other side, we do want to introduce the names of the wide receivers that the Eagles have been linked to in terms of workouts. Could they potentially be brought in to help this team out? Because Alshon Jeffrey out, all you have right now is Nelson Aguilar. Mike Wallace not impressing yet as of yet. I think it's a timing thing. I'm not worried about him yet. But see, people seem to think he's already slow and he doesn't look to have it anymore. Same thing with Torrey Smith. I disagree. We'll get into that on the other side and introduce the names of the wide receivers that have been linked to the Birds. 610-632-0975. You might like a couple of them that you might want to bring in, and they're cheap. Devon Givens right here on the Fanatic.
Listening to 97.5, The Fanatic. Last season, The Fanatic pregame show was at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino, and we won it all and became a city of champions. So we're going back. Yeah, we might be a little superstitious, Join Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Jason Mertedis for the Fanatic pregame show and party. Back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Then stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' many screens, including a huge 10x10 big screen.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Brought to you in part by Gerhardt's Appliances.
And Visit Philly.
This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
When it rains, it pours, and it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month, 50% off, and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or roofingnation.com.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet. And they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head-to-head. So you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, good things come in pairs. Like a Samsung front-loading high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Now just $648 each. Save over $500 on the pair. They're high capacity, so larger loads are no problem. And at this lower price, neither are smaller budgets. Up to 40% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through September 12th.
Join Sal Palantonio as he broadcasts live from Ott's in Medford tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m., presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Get there early to enjoy the Ott's Happy Hour menu offered every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. That's $2 off wines by the glass, half-price appetizer specials, including wings, jalapeno poppers, mussels, and steamers, and much, much more. Sal Palantonio live from Ott's Medford tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. Visit OttsRestaurants.com or call 609-654-2700.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified used car. One car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination in South Jersey. To find your Burns Honda original, visit BurnsHonda.com today.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of TheSportsBrokers.com, is releasing his Monday night NFL parlay. New York Jets and Detroit Lions and LA Rams and Oakland Raiders absolutely free. Call now 800-220-6262 and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away with a win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, good things come in pairs. Like a Samsung front-loading high-efficiency washer and electric dryer, now just $648 each. Save over $500 on the pair. They're high capacity, so larger loads are no problem. And at this lower price, neither are smaller budgets. Up to 40% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through September 12th.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. Yeah! WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
Yes, 702-97.5, The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast, I'm Devon Givens. 7 o'clock hour getting underway. Patty and behind the glass, 610-632-0975. If you still want to get in on the quarterback conversation, of course, Chris Mortensen saying the inside the Eagles organization, there's optimism that Carson Wentz, your franchise quarterback, could be back sooner rather than later. Not ready for week number two, but potentially could be ready for week number three. And we got through that in the first hour, and we'll continue that conversation as well during the 7 o'clock hour. But we want to also introduce the topic of Eagles working out potential wide receiver additions. We know Alshon Jeffrey, hero of the playoffs, out, your number one receiver, due to the recovery that he's still going on with the shoulder injury. Mac Hollins on IR. That's just part of the depth of the wide receiver position. Mike Wallace, Nelson Aguilar. You know the names. You're okay with Nelson Aguilar, but not so much with Mike Wallace. Why? Because you didn't see anything from him in the preseason. You did not see anything from him in game number one against the Atlanta Falcons last Thursday. And with that, you look back and remember, Nick Foles did miss him on the one. He threw it a little too short. But other than that, you didn't get much from him. Not much of anything. So people are looking at this and saying, hey, he's lost it. He doesn't have that speed. He's not good enough. It's similar to what everybody was talking about with Torrey Smith a year ago. Only, what, 30-plus catches for Torrey Smith? A lot of drops, few touchdowns. Whereas Mike Wallace put up 56 catches, I believe, for the Ravens. Over 700 yards, four touchdowns. A very good average per reception. We have not seen that yet here in Philadelphia. Now, again, it's about timing, just like we talked about in the preseason as to why when myself and we had our guest John Clark in here going back and forth with him and Pat Egan, who we'll hear from this hour about both the quarterback and this wide receiver thing. I wanted to see Nick Foles with those new weapons so you can get the timing down. It never happened in the preseason. Is that a result of the offensive line being bad? Is it a result of Nick Foles just simply not getting into his rhythm? Is it a result of, as some people have pointed out, that the wide receivers is just not good enough? Now, you know Nelson Aguilar is good enough. We believe that. He had 8 catches for like 33 yards. That's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Is that him? No. The defense played it well. They don't have many wide receiver options out there. And again, Nick Foles just simply could not get into a rhythm to get him going. Mike Wallace, same thing. Shelton Gibson, great preseason, not much at all in game number one. And that's pretty much it. So, they go out there and they take a look at possibly bringing in some reinforcements to help things out. Apparently, in looking at the free agent wide receiver market, they are working out Breshad Perriman, a 2015 first-round pick of the Baltimore Ravens. They are set to, according to Ian Rappaport, work out 2016 first-round pick, Corey Coleman, formerly of the Browns and the Buffalo Bills, because he was traded and they couldn't keep him, they let him go. Why? As I was looking some stuff up, there was a report out there from the, I think it was the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, stating that Corey Coleman just cannot pick up the offense. Now, okay, what does that mean? I don't know. That's Cleveland. That's Buffalo. It certainly does not hurt to take a look at two former first round picks that have speed, which you are lacking right now, athleticism, which you have, but could they be better than what you have in Shelton Gibson, DeAndre Carter, et cetera, right now? Because you are missing out on Mac Hollins and Alshon Jeffrey. When we say wide receiver position, free agent market, you know who's going to come up. Dez Bryant. We've been there. We've talked about that. But in that conversation, we've heard it on the station being talked about. We've talked about it in the past. I would go with what they have. But if this continues, I would certainly look at someone like Dez Bryant. Now, when you talk about Corey Coleman and Breshad Perriman, because they are younger players, maybe they were just in bad situations. We don't know. And as Pat pointed out, and he'll elaborate on it himself, two teams for Corey Coleman does not help him out. The Browns and the Bills. My only argument to that, it was the Browns and the Bills who were the quarterbacks on that team versus who the quarterbacks here in Philadelphia. Even if Carson Wentz is not ready to go and Nick Foles is out there, Nick Foles is arguably, you could say, when we talked about it last week, better than Tyrod Taylor, better than Peterman for the Buffalo Bills, better than, right now, Baker Mayfield, and any other quarterback you want to throw out there for both the Bills and the Browns. Corey Coleman, Breshad Perriman specifically, two names, 15 and 16 first-round picks who did not pan out with the teams that they were selected by in the NFL draft. With Alshon Jeffrey and Mac Hollins out for an extended period of time until we get some updates on Jeffrey, and we'll see how things pan out with Mac Hollins, who, again, is basically a fourth wide receiver, so we're not getting carried away. But in terms of the depth, it worked out for the Eagles a year ago. Would you be interested in Breshad Perriman or Corey Coleman as an addition to the Philadelphia Eagles based on what you have right now and not knowing what you could potentially have with your other players, Jeffrey and Hollins, when they come back? And then again, being concerned with Mike Wallace. 610-632-0975. I would say yes. And if I had to choose one over the other, I would go Corey Coleman over Breshad Perriman, because I like the speed aspect of it. I think going to a different team like the Philadelphia Eagles, and it could be the same for Breshad Perriman, they would be able to maybe succeed and thrive here in this offense. I'm not asking for 70 catches. I'm not even asking for maybe even 50 catches. Just something productive with this offense to help do what the Eagles do, which is, of course, score points with this nice nucleus of players that they have with their skill positions. I would lean more Corey Coleman. If that is the case, we'll see what Pat Egan says. We want to know from you if you are interested in either of those two names that have now been attached to the Philadelphia Eagles in terms of workouts, Breshad Perriman, Corey Coleman, free agent wide receivers out there. Would you be in the market for one of these two players? And if so, who and why? 610-632-0975. We do, as we have said, decided we wanted to get Pat Egan in and get his thoughts on both the quarterback thing with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz getting the optimistic thing going there from Chris Mortensen, and of course this wide receiver conversation. Pat, when you look at Carson Wentz and these wide receivers, what are your thoughts on both?
Mike Wallace is slower than dirt. Slower than you and me. He's old as hell. I would like an upgrade. I just don't know how much Corey Coleman and Breshad Perriman are going to add to it.
Slow as hell.
Yeah. He is slow as hell. That's the best. Okay. I mean, you're watching the game Monday. He looked like he was running in quicksand.
Okay, go ahead.
So, if I'm going to pick one, I'd rather have Breshad Perriman over Corey Coleman, but...
Why?
Corey Coleman was released by the Browns, and he was released by the Buffalo Bills. Both of those teams aren't exactly flush with offensive threats and a whole lot of talent on the offensive side of the football. So, if you're releasing, quote-unquote, a playmaker like Corey Coleman, I'm out on you. If you can't hack it with the Browns, if you can't hack it then with the Bills, I'm out.
And they're also flush with great decision-making, too, huh?
It started
Peterman.
So, yeah.
Yesterday.
Okay, but they're also the same team that picked Corey Coleman.
Yeah.
So they clearly picked the wrong player.
And they're also the team that traded away the opportunity of drafting Carson Wentz. So they make bad decisions.
They do,
means
and Corey Coleman is one
Corey
of those
Coleman
decisions.
Could have been a bad decision for them. Doesn't mean it's a bad decision that he can't play in this league.
Yeah, but Breshad Perriman at least has put up numbers.
Okay.
Granted, they haven't been incredible numbers, but I'd rather have him.
Okay.
Who dealt with, you know, Joe Flacco coming back from ACL surgery than Corey Coleman, who can't hack it with two teams.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. 610-632-0975. Listen, I like Corey Coleman over Breshad Perriman, if that is the case, and we go that route with these wide receivers right now. Corey Coleman, Breshad Perriman, two wide receivers that are at least reportedly set to work out for the Philadelphia Eagles. Wide receiver could be an issue right now for the Birds. No Alshon Jeffrey. No Mac Hollins for the Birds. Mike Wallace, as Pat just pointed out, to him, older than dirt, he's washed up. I'm not ready to go there yet. Rhythm and timing for both Wallace and Foles to get things going for each of them together, it's a new thing. I still think Mike Wallace can give you something for this football team, but even with that, I would certainly look at Perriman or Coleman as reinforcements for the wide receiver position for the Philadelphia Eagles. Where do you guys lean? Would you look at them? And if so, which one would you prefer for the Birds? 610-632-0975. We'll go to Rush, who's currently driving right now on the Fanatic. What's up, Rush?
What's up, good brother? How you feeling, man?
Good, man.
You got to chill with the vacations, bro.
I got to chill with the vacations. I only took one vacation.
You was gone for way too long, man. My man was
thank you so much,
guy,
man. Thank you.
He was talking some stuff. I'm like, man, this ain't my regular guy. But look, I would love Corey Coleman to get signed because I just like the irony of the fact that the Browns traded all those picks so we could get Carson. We traded them the picks to get Carson Wentz, and then they used their first-round pick on him. And then he come play for the Eagles, and he's successful here. That would just be like a beautiful irony.
And Pat is right in terms of the fact that they did draft Corey Coleman, so maybe that was his mistake because the guy can't play. But I look at it more as it's the Cleveland Browns. Not many people can succeed there anyway. And Corey Coleman just simply is not a first-round pick. He just
don't
might.
Forget.
Go ahead.
Doug loves on him, though. Nelson Aguilar wasn't looking too great a few years ago.
This is true.
Doug loved up on him, whatever that means. And he turned into a stud. He's now a good slot receiver. So at the end of the day, but plus we are running team now anyway. So I think it's going to help the offense. But I'm just glad the season started. The Cowboys lost. the Giants lost. And next week, one of them NFC teams will be 0-2, and we should be 2-0.
Hey, man. Hey, Rush, thanks for the call, man. I'm just looking at it as just simply saying you add more talent. We believe, as you pointed out, in Doug Peterson, loving on them and getting things ready for them to be successful in this league. Loving on them and putting them in the perfect positions to be successful for the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to do some certain things. It's just adding to the talent base of the Birds. That's all you're doing, adding to the talent base. I would certainly take a look at Corey Coleman. Now, I get the irony of the whole thing, as you pointed out, where it's the Carson Wentz effect, and you look back on it, and the trade that they made, and they drafted Corey Coleman. Maybe Corey Coleman simply wasn't a first-round pick, but it doesn't mean he can't be a very good or good wide receiver in this league. How many times when we've talked about Dez Bryant do people point out coming into this locker room of the Philadelphia Eagles could mean more good stuff for that player? So maybe coming into this locker room of the Philadelphia Eagles is what Corey Coleman needs. To be knocked back a bit, number one, because he was released by two teams that, as Pat pointed out, could certainly use a good receiver. He was let go. How could he not stick with those teams? And I got it, and I certainly understand and see where you're coming from. But this is like that Golden State Warriors, San Antonio Spurs, New England Patriot thing where you get in there, you get to the right place, and it's the right place and right opportunity for you at that time. Maybe these two, Perryman or Coleman, number one, can help out the team, but again, just simply could be the right opportunity for them to thrive and succeed and get to that next place of their career. 610-632-0975 at PhillyFan05 or at 4_44 with the PHOUR as the 4 says, I take Coleman. Perryman lacks one important wide receiver skill, Pat Egan. He can't catch.
I mean, someone thought he could catch. He was drafting the first round.
Hey, some people make mistakes. How about that? Joe Douglas was part of that, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah. Huh. At Joe Lane 33, why not Dez? Even if they bring him in until Alshon and Mack get back, then cut him. Well, you know he's going to want to play against the Dallas Cowboys, so he's going to be ready for that. And he's been sitting at home just basically laughing it up on Twitter with the mistakes that the Dallas Cowboys are making. He might be good for something. I'm not saying he wouldn't be good. Before things played out the way that they have, I was all good with next man up, all hands on deck. But you might have to do something. You might. Whether it's Bryant, Perryman, or Coleman, you might have to do something. 610-632-0975. And in regards to the phone call we got earlier about the Blount Foles handoff, at True Phils Fan E29F on Twitter says that exchange between Blount, Deuce, and Foles happened in the Giants game, not the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl. It was the Giants game last year. And that was very early. I believe that was the first game Nick Foles started on the season since the injury to Carson Wentz after the Rams game. So that was early enough to say it, and they got it done. They got it fixed, and we didn't see any problems thereafter. 610-632-0975. Harsha in Downingtown joins us on 97.5. Harsha.
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How
what's happening?
Hey, so I have 2 points I want to make. So first, it's Dez. I think when I was watching the game on Thursday, I was very surprised that Atlanta didn't stack the box against us because we had no pass game and we had no vertical threat because, as I think you both have said before, Mike Wallace is slow as dirt.
I didn't say that. Pat Egan said that. I need to see more.
Excuse me. But here's my thing. Okay, why not bring Dez in? I know he's a locker room distraction, but I think we have a locker room structure where you have bigger personalities that will keep him in check. He's a deep threat. He's a jump ball threat. And then when the Eagles are most successful last year is when Alshon Jeffrey was dominating, you know, getting a deep ball. And then that frees up Aguilar, that frees up the mid-range game for the tight ends. I get it with Dez, but I don't see why there's so much hatred towards him.
Well, number one, you know why, because he's a former Cowboy. That's why there's so much hatred. But then there's the other part of it just simply seems like he may have lost it. Why wasn't he successful? Now you can look at Dak Prescott and maybe question if he's actually good enough. But then you might also look at the fact that Dez Bryant has slowed down. It happens in the league, whether it's wide receivers, running backs, whatever it is. Sometimes things catch up to you sooner rather than later, and that may be the case for Dez Bryant. I hear you. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I just wasn't ready to rush and go out there and do it. If he can give you something, I'm all for it. If they need it, I'm all for it. But if they don't need it, then of course there's no need to rush out there and get him, Harsh. Thanks for the call. But when you look at Coleman and Perryman, as you said, the locker room structure is very good. So if you feel like it can help someone like Dez Bryant. Now, he's a proven commodity in this league, whereas Coleman and Perryman, they are not. You're taking a chance. But you may not even be asking him to come in and do as much as, let's say, Dez Bryant because of what we know he can or what we know he could do in the past. These guys are coming in and basically going off of what got them drafted, the stuff that they learned from the teams that drafted them, and then also kind of able to mold them into the receiver that you think they could potentially be, which is why you've looked at them in the first place, right? At @CottonKings_J, I would go with Coleman. He had a few catches on Ramsey, Jalen Ramsey. He seems to be more dynamic than Perriman. Stop playing and go get Dez, though. All right, see? The Dez Bryant thing comes in, and a lot of people want to go that route.
I don't see Dez coming here.
632-0975. I don't see him coming here either. I don't see him coming here either. And if that's the case, maybe the Birds are waiting to go out there and go after somebody like Dez Bryant. Maybe they are waiting. Maybe he's waiting to find the right play. Maybe he just simply hasn't heard from, well, he's already been offered the Baltimore Ravens and he didn't want them. He's talked to the Cleveland Browns. Listen, not many people want to play for the Cleveland Browns. Yes, he's kind of desperate, but he's picking and choosing where he feels is the best opportunity for him. Once the Eagles call, maybe he would decide to go that route. I hear you, Pat, but if the Eagles call it, you have to really convince me that he wouldn't decide to make a move and play for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think he would want to play. I think his agent would convince him not to. Especially because with the Doug Baldwin injury, that's what he's been waiting for. He's been waiting for a top-level wide receiver to go out to kind of leave a team just like Seattle without, you know, a top target so he could go in there and have a one-year prove-it deal. Whereas with the Eagles, if he comes in here, what's his workload really going to be like? Is he going to be able to prove that he's still got it in Philly on a one-year deal? Because he's not going to sign for 2 years.
Well, then you also look at the fact that he could win a ring.
Yeah, so, well, I... Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I think he just wants to prove that he's still got it more than
maybe
winning,
so.
But.
Maybe so, but if his play says that with the Philadelphia Eagles, then that could be what happens. 610-632-0975. We're talking about the receivers now. We have not forgotten about Foles and Wentz, specifically Wentz, and the fact that Chris Mortensen's report yesterday on Twitter says that the Eagles are more optimistic now of the sooner rather than later case of their franchise quarterback, where he might be ready for the Birds quicker than they expected. And if that's the case, how do you feel about that if he's ready for week three, like it was brought up by Chris Mortensen? 610-632-0975. Rashad Perriman, Corey Coleman, two former first round picks in 15 and 16 respectively. They have been linked to the Birds for a workout. Those two wide receivers, would you be willing to take a peek at them, bring one of those guys in? And if so, which one would fit your wide receiver profile better for your football team here in town? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. We'll run this quick break. Come right back. Get right back to the phones here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. You love your weekly dose of Sal Pal Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an entire hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on 97.5 The Fanatic. Get the insights and breaking Birds news that only Sal Pal can deliver. Join us for this week's show live from Oz, 656 Stokes Road in Medford.
Presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine.
The Sal Pal Football Hour is only on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or you can check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com? TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But if the cost of sending your kids back to school is causing you to put off your project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window might have a solution to your problem. In addition to receiving 20% off on windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money down and take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. You'll get an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings. And you get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. But you must act now. This offer for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Sports Bettors of Philly. If you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at AllStarSportsPicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks covers all major U.S. sports, plus various future bets, racing, boxing, golf, horses, soccer, and more. With over 11,000 documented picks and a 76% win rate, now's the time for you to become a consistent winner by following AllStarSportsPicks.com. Check them out now and learn about their Diamond Play mobile tech service. Log on and sign up at AllStarSportsPicks.com. That's AllStarSportsPicks.com.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
This is Jason Martinez, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with the major financial questions. Do I have enough saved for retirement? Have I put enough money away for my children's education? Can I afford a new home? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning.
I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Is your car full of ash holes? Couch got a bunch of ash holes on it? Be done with all the ash holes in your life. Stop smoking. Start vaping. Gorilla Vapes of South Philly is now open. Located just off 76, minutes from the stadiums. Gorilla Vapes' friendly staff will show you the best in electronic cigarette hardware, e-liquid, accessories, mods, and advanced vaporizers. Whether you've never tried vaping before or you've been vaping for years, come try Gorilla Vapes of South Philly and let the staff help you with all your vaping needs. Gorilla Vapes of South Philly, 1900 Vera Avenue, Philadelphia.
Listen to the Ron Jaworski Show every Wednesday from 6 to 7, sponsored by Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild West. Now taking bets at our new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Football Monday on the Fanatic is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. Sports talk for Glenn Mills and all of Delco. 97.5. The Fanatic.
The Fanatic on this Monday night here in the Delaware Valley. 610-632-0975. And it is Monday. Football Monday, which is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. Pat Egan behind the glass from Devon Givens. Again, 610-632-0975. Mark on Twitter says, at call me O on, would you kick the tires on two former Eagles? We've heard these names before. Jordan Matthews or Jeremy Maclin?
I'm more likely to kick the tires on Matthews than Maclin, but isn't Matthews still banged up?
He might be more banged up, and I know you would go Matthews because he's younger, right?
More just because of the slot situation.
Slot situation.
You're able to bounce Aguilar out. Able to bounce Aguilar out to the outside.
Yeah, I hear you. But I think I might agree with you and say if I do, I go with Matthews over Maclin. I do. Chris on Twitter then jumps in at Hudek. Chris, what's up, Devon? Coleman in a second. Perriman, 45 catches with a good quarterback in Flacco. Coleman had three stiffs for quarterbacks. Mike Groh made Aguilar into a player, and he's not going to cost us anything. Dez passed on $7 million a year and $5 million a year from Browns. I'm not giving that guy over $8 million. So Coleman again. See, I'm getting the Coleman support there. Pat, you're going with the Perriman. We've gotten Coleman so far from everyone else. I would go Coleman, too. So now, when we look at these receivers right now that we're talking about, again, Rashad Perriman, Corey Coleman, said to be linked to the Birds for some workouts, just for some workouts, and that's all. But knowing the status of the Eagles wide receivers, is that a route that you would potentially want to look at in terms of these two young wide receivers from the 15 and 16 drafts drafted in the first round? Corey Coleman, 15th overall. And some people thought that was a little high anyway when he came out of Baylor, but not too high. That said, let's look at his stats real fast before we go back to the phones. 610-632-0975. 10 games in year number one, 2016. 10 games played, 10 games started. 73 targets, 33 receptions. 413 yards. 3 touchdowns, a long of 58. And that's pretty much what you got in 2016. 2017. 9 games played, 8 started, 58 targets, 23 receptions, 305 yards, 2 TDs, a long of 44. There's no way in the world I'm blaming him. No, I am not blaming him. Let me look at the quarterbacks real fast. Can we look at the quarterbacks, the 2016 roster? Quarterback position, Cody Kessler was a rookie on that team. What else do we have? Cody Kessler. I'm trying to find a few other ones before.
Connor Shaw on that team?
Was Connor Shaw on that team? Oh.
Charlie, it wasn't good.
Charlie Whitehurst.
He's still around?
Was on that team. Let me see. Josh McCown was on that team. Yeah, that's what he was working with.
Yeah, but if he's so talented, why couldn't he still be on the team? I mean, Josh Gordon was working with the same.
Well, wasn't you? Yeah, Josh Gordon is elite.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's still working with. I mean, David Njoku was working with the same quarterbacks last year, and yeah, he put up decent numbers.
Yeah,
for
he
a rookie
did.
Tight end.
Now we also heard that at one point, what was it, during Hard Knocks on HBO, where he went into the office and basically said, "Hey, what's going on? I need to be playing." And I didn't see it. I heard about it, that's one thing that he said. Corey Coleman went to Hugh Jackson and basically told him, "Hey, what's going on? If you're not going to play me, then release me because I'm better than that."
Yeah, I don't think I think that is. I don't think that's what he meant. He walked in. He was pissed off about running with
it. You saw it. Right?
I saw it. He was pissed off because he was running with the twos. And he went into Hugh Jackson's office and said, "Why am I running with the twos?" And Hugh Jackson tries to delegate it to Todd Haley and says, "Go ask Todd." And just as a comment, he just goes, well, if you guys aren't going to play me, then trade me.
Okay.
It wasn't demanding a trade. It's you know, it was an empty threat, I feel like it.
Okay.
It was like, if I walk in here and I'm in a bad mood and just say, I wish they'd get rid of me.
Yeah.
Do I really want to be fired? No.
Yeah. Okay. DeShone Kizer, Cody Kessler were the quarterbacks last year for the Cleveland Browns.
Kevin Hogan, was he on that team?
Not a lot to get excited about.
Oh, but I mean, you're making an excuse for him, but you're not. The other wide receivers had to deal with the same quarterbacks.
Yeah, and again, sometimes you just need to be in a different spot. And
he was in a different spot. It was in Buffalo, and he didn't make the team.
More quarterbacks that can't play. Now,
Josh Allen can't play?
Not yet. Now, if he said, we don't know that he can, probably not yet. And if we say that he's able to go out there and be successful with Carson Wentz or Nick Foles because he's not just with the quarterback, but also because he's in a functional organization that knows what they're doing. Doesn't appear to be the case for those two franchises. 610-632-0975. We'll get to Brandon Brashad Perryman's numbers as well. But we'll go to John next on the cell on 97.5. Hey, John.
Hey, I want to talk about Dez Bryant for a second.
You got us on speaker? Because, John, we can't really hear you well.
Oh, hang on. Let me get you. There you go. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yep, all good.
Yeah. I don't have Dez Bryant's attitude is one thing. But, and I think here's the thing that I don't think Pat's getting that as far as with Dez. He's the past two seasons. He was in the top 10 drop passes in 2016. In 2017, he was in the top 5. In fact, I think he was tops in the league in drop passes. So it's like on top of the fact that his skills are deteriorating, he's just dropping balls.
Yeah, Pat never mentioned that he wanted Dez Bryant. He was more in Brashad Perryman's side. We just brought up Dez because we know that a lot of people have been talking about that name, especially with the fact that the Eagles have looked to be struggling, and he's been out there.
Want no part of him. I mean, it's
no
like,
parts, huh?
I mean, but yeah, because he's not going to be reliable anyway, I don't think. It'd be a different story if you're getting 2015 or 2014 Dez, but he's been just brutal. As far as I'm concerned, Corey Coleman's a really good receiver, I think. I don't know about his issues but in Cleveland, but he was a decent college receiver.
Yeah, he was a very good college receiver. Now, to Pat's point, John, I want to get you before you get out of here. Elaborate on the fact that he is not playing for the Browns. He is not playing for the Bills, while others have been able to stick. Why is he not on those two teams?
Yeah, I think that was really just a conflict where he wanted to move on, I think, with the Browns. Now, with the Bills, I mean, look at who's – well, one, he only had a brief period of time to learn the Bills' offense because he didn't get to Buffalo, I don't think, until, like, July. That doesn't surprise me. They would cut him because he didn't pick up the system. I mean, he didn't have enough time, I don't think, to actually pick it up.
Yeah, well, again, and that's what one of the people from Buffalo said. I think it was the general manager, John, thanks for the call, where he said in the story, I believe it was with The Athletic, I believe, and I have to look it back up. I saw it a little while ago, that he simply did not pick up the offense fast enough. That's it. Did not pick it up fast enough. So, if that's the case, all right, he didn't pick it up fast enough. What does that have to do with the Eagles? It might work out here. 610-632-0975, where you guys stand on that. Coleman, Perryman, two guys out there, former first-round draft picks. Would you take a look at them on a free agent market since they're going to be worked out based on reports for the Philadelphia Eagles? If you like either of the two, would you do it? After seeing the Eagles week one and a lack of production from the wide receiver position, do you look at Coleman or Perryman to help out until Alshon Jeffrey returns? 610-632-0975. If you're not happy with Mike Wallace, Shelton Gibson, anybody else not named Nelson Agholor, do you look at either of these two guys on the free agent market? 610-632-0975. And by the way, Mark, I said call me on. It's Oon. Call me Oon on Twitter. I got you, Mark. My bad. 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR promo, regular rates apply.
So, John, what should the Eagles' focus be this season?
Eagles fast play, for sure.
As opposed to what?
I'm talking Eagles fast play tickets from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Playing's faster than our wide receiver running a slant.
Faster than our defense blitzing the QB?
Oh, yeah! The game's got progressive top prizes, plus second chance drawings for Eagles game tickets, meet and greets, autographed merchandise, and more.
Wow, I'm gonna get mine fast.
Fast play. Play fast, win instantly. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Reach your savings goals faster this summer with Citadel's new high-rate certificates. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 2.85%. That's right, 2.85% when you open a 30-month certificate or earn 2.65% on a 20-month certificate. These new high rates are only for a limited time, so don't miss out. To learn more, visit citadelbanking.com/earnmore, call Citadel, or stop by a Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Minimum deposit $75,000. Rate subject to change. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime, anywhere.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Back to school economics from Staples. Today's lesson, get more, spend less. Staples has the top brands for back to school at low prices. So you get everything on your list without spending everything in your wallet. Economics made simple. And now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are 25 cents. And a Staples Comp Book and a 24-pack of Crayola crayons are only 50 cents each. Get an A in back to school today at your local Staples. The back to school specialty store.
While supplies last. Offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only. Limit 30.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Life can add up quickly, like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano, and let's talk something serious right now. Recovery Centers of America at Devon. I want you to know addiction is not a disease, not a lapse in judgment. Patients struggling with the disease of addiction are entitled to world-class care provided with dignity and respect. Enter Recovery Centers of America at Devon. They provide the highest quality inpatient and outpatient treatment for addiction and co-occurring mental health disorders available in the Philadelphia area. Their phone number, 1-800-RECOVERY. They believe that your family should be able to visit and participate in treatment. So they've built a facility in our neighborhood in Devon, Pennsylvania. They're right here for you and your family, and they stand ready to help you with your addiction challenges. Their phone number, easy. 1-800-RECOVERY. Call them now. They offer specialized treatment programs for your young adults, adults, and first responders, including law enforcement and military veterans. They are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and other major insurance providers. Call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Getting 97.5 The Fanatic.
So damn proud!
Damn 746, 97.5, The Fanatic, Devon Givens with you. Talking some birds, of course. It's football season. You know what it is. Sixers are coming up soon, though. We already started getting hits on Twitter about what's going on with the Sixers. They do have an open practice they announced. I believe it is September 25th. At the Palestra, they're back with the open practice. Training camp gets underway very, very soon, so get ready for that. You'll start to hear more details. Just go to their Twitter account, the Sixers, or at Sixers on Twitter, and you'll see exactly that. Maybe I'll just find it and simply, retweet it and just put it out there. How about that? That'd make it easy as I tell people about it. 610-632-0975. Drew Halen in town. Right, Pat? Drew Halen in town. Get a lot of people excited about Markelle Fultz and Joel Embiid with their guy, Drew Halen, back in town. And as I look on there, I see a big hug from Markelle Fultz and TJ McConnell. All right, it's good. Everybody's back. Yes, the details are right here. Blue-white scrimmage, which will be held Tuesday, September 25th from 7 to 9 at the Palestra. Okay? That's what happened. So the tickets presented by Independence Blue Cross will be free to the general public starting Tuesday, September 18th. To guarantee tickets, fans may sign up for the Club 76 Elite, the Philadelphia 76ers official membership and season ticket waiting list. I know Pat will be there. He will not be producing that night. He'll go down to the open practice. Right, Pat? Gotta support the boys. 610-632-0975. We're talking about, we have not neglected the Carson Wentz conversation where we got the report tweet from Chris Mortensen basically pointing out that there's optimism in the building that Carson Wentz could be back sooner than later. Not yet clear for week number two, but quite possibly week number three, not ruling it out. We were trying to get gauge your interest on that and how do you feel about that. And some people just seem like it's a bad thing that you're getting good news about Carson Wentz, like they're rushing him back when that is not the case. They're not rushing him back. They're only going to put him out there if he's ready. They can't help it if the man did all his rehab and has recovered faster than we anticipated. Can't predict that. It happened. That's a good thing. Why are so many people worried about quote unquote rushing him back? It's not rushing him back if the doctors clear him or if the doctor gives him the A-OK to go on the field and play. That is clearing him. And the coaches say, cool. And I got it. The great hypothetical of what if they're 3-0? What if they're 2-0? What if they're 4-0? I know. You put him out there if he's ready to go. 610-632-0975. And again, the Eagles are said to reportedly getting ready to work out free agent wide receivers. Breshad Perriman, former 2015 first round pick, and Corey Coleman, former 2016 first round pick. Do you have any interest in either of these two players for the Birds if you are so far underwhelmed off of what you saw from the wide receiver core of the Philadelphia 76ers? 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones and John and Gladwin on 97.5 next. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, I got two comments, one on Wallace, one on Wentz. Mike Wallace, in the Atlanta game, if people paid attention, two of the plays, there was pass interference. One they didn't call. Both of them, he had beat the defender.
Keanu Neal had his arm locked underneath
him. Right. They didn't call that. That was ridiculous, okay? But both of them would have resulted in good in big plays. The other one, up the sideline, I think he had a shot if he would have came back for the ball. We saw Nick Foles throw to covered receivers, underthrow or throw to the right or left to give the recovered receiver a shot to catch the ball, but they're not on the same page. So I'm going to predict that you're going to see in the coming weeks that they're going to connect Nick or Carson. They're going to connect with him on some big plays.
I think so too, John. I agree with you.
You know?
Now, real fast before you get to the quarterback point, do you even take a look at? I mean, they're bringing him in, so they're taking a look at him. But do you even consider Coleman or Perryman?
I'm kind of up in the air on that. I think if Jeffries comes back and they get on the same page with Mike Wallace, it's not going to be looking that bad. But I don't know. Maybe Coleman.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But
I would look at Coleman.
Now regarding Wentz, I think people are in for a reality check. I mean, they act like Carson's going to come back. I don't even think it's fair to him. He's going to come back. They're going to lose a game or two. They're going to lose some games. Regardless of Nick or Carson, they're going to lose some games. And there's going to be some games where there's going to be offensive struggles against good defenses, just like every other quarterback. So just like last year in the Seattle and the L.A. game. So, you know, people are in for a reality check. It's not going to be, you know, Carson's coming back and we're just going to win out and there's not going to be days where it's not going to be great offensively.
No.
You're going to have these days just like every other quarterback.
Yep, he's going to have his struggles. And if you're going to have those struggles, look, John, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff. If you're going to have those struggles like Carson Wentz is going to have in getting himself back into game mode, right? Because he has to be out there in order to do it. Why not? If it kind of basically equals what the production that you're getting from Nick Foles and the defense is doing what the defense is doing, don't you put the better player out there because it's going to benefit you later on? Don't you? Yes, a healthy Nick Foles, we know, is more than capable of winning games for the Philadelphia Eagles. Absolutely. But, first of all, Carson Wentz, again, is 100%, if the doctors clear him, to go out there on the field to play. If that's the case, he goes out there and plays. Now, the production-wise, he's going to struggle, as John just alluded to, because he's getting his footing back in the league. Maybe it doesn't even take that long. Maybe he is this boy wonder. The same reason why we're talking about him being on the field fast is because he recovered quickly. Maybe he gets back and has his footing back underneath him quicker than we expected. Maybe it doesn't take him 7 games. It only takes him 3 games. But you still get the same level of production, if not a little more, than what you get from Nick Foles being out there as your backup quarterback. And again, that's no disrespect to Nick Foles. It's just Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz. And your defense is your defense. It's enough to hold things down in order for him to get back to where he needs to be. Amir Young on Twitter, my man Amir checks in. Please let people know there's no such thing as 101%. Laugh out loud. Resting a player at 100% does nothing. You put him out there, basically. Hashtag fly, Eagles fly. I agree. And I also, to your point, you don't like when people say 101%. I don't like when people say 110%. You're 100%.
Yeah, why 10?
Where's the 10? Why not 107? Right? Where's the meter for the 107%? There's no such thing as 101. No such thing as 110%. You're 100%, and then things go down from there. Right? Like Joel Embiid. He'll say 69% because he's fun.
No, but I appreciate that.
You do.
An honest estimate.
Honest estimate. 610-632-0975. Ed and Greg, we got you up first. When we come back, a couple open phone lines. If you want to jump in, 8 o'clock hour gets underway on the other side as we talk about the quarterback position. Wentz probably upgraded based on the Chris Mortensen report. Optimistic in terms of the building and where they believe he is with his recovery. Maybe not week two. Quite possibly week number three. We'll find out soon enough. And also, Perryman, Rashad Perryman, Corey Coleman, reportedly set to work out for the Philadelphia Eagles. If you're concerned about the wide receiver position, do you take a look, since they are, are you interested in either of those two wide receivers for the Birds? 610-632-0975. 8 o'clock hour coming up on the other side of Devon Givens here on the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, the Fanatic. Last season, the Fanatic pregame show was at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino, and we won it all and became a city of champions. So we're going back. Yeah, we might be a little superstitious. Join Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Jason Mertidis for the Fanatic pregame show and party. Back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Then stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' many screens, including a huge 10x10 big screen.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Brought to you in part by Gerhardt's Appliances.
And Visit Philly.
This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, the Fanatic.
The following call is real. It took place between an OnStar advisor and a member.
OnStar emergency, is anyone hurt?
I'm stuck in water. My car's sinking.
I will quickly contact 911 and I bring my partner online as I do so. Go ahead, Simona. Tell me exactly what happened.
It just went over. Oh, my God. I can't get out.
Stay calm and listen carefully so that I can help you get out. I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
At a moment like this, the last thing you want to be is alone.
Can you open a rear side window all the way?
Yes.
Okay, do that. Can you turn your radio all the way up so that you can still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, get out of the car. Get to the top of the vehicle.
A specially trained advisor is ready to help 24 hours a day.
Okay, I'm at the top.
Can you help us route to your location?
The reassuring sound of a human voice, ready to help. OnStar is available on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. OnStar, be safe out there. OnStar acts as a link to emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details.
Hi, it's Jason Mertidis here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with a groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Hey guys, if you've been hurt in a serious accident or injured at work, it's important to hire an attorney that not only puts you first, but truly understands the complex process of an injury case. For my buddy John Cardisco and his team at Cardisco and Sale, personal injury law is what they do, and they've been doing it successfully for over 30 years. And trust me, you want the attorneys at Cardisco and Sale handling your personal injury case. In addition to their injury law experience, the team at Cardisco and Sale is well known for their commitment to customer service. Now, you rarely see that with the big box firms. Communication, responsiveness, and a client-first attitude is paramount in everything they do. So if you've been injured and need legal help, contact John and his team of attorneys today. They will fight for you till the end and achieve the results you deserve. But don't just take my word for it. Just read one of the over 200 five-star reviews they've received from the past clients they've helped. To find out more, check them out at csinjurylaw.com. That's csinjurylaw.com.
You're world champions, man.
World champions.
World champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Hell yeah!
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new normal.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Philadelphia's football station.
Woo! Woo! 801-975, the Fanatic 8 o'clock hour. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Gibbons. Final hour again until we hand things off to Joe Torti at 9 o'clock, carrying you until midnight. A lot of football talk on the horizon, I'm guessing, with Joe Torti, so make sure you stay tuned for him as well. Pat Egan is behind the glass, 610-632-0975. And again, the Football Monday is back and is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. 610-632-0975. You want to jump in on our conversation. Quarterback Carson Wentz, optimistic in the building from the Birds. Optimism that he could be back sooner rather than later, potentially week number 3. What do you think of that news from Chris Mortensen? I like it. It's a positive thing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Why are we making it out more than what it is? It's a good thing right now for the Birds. 610-632-0975. Also, Breshad Perriman, possibly. Could he be somebody that the Eagles pick up? They're going to bring him in for a workout, it seems, according to reports. The same can be said for another former first-round pick, Corey Coleman of the Cleveland Browns and the Buffalo Bills. Two teams he could not hang on with. Two teams that were awful that let him go. But he's available. Do the Eagles need wide receiver help? Potentially. If you feel like they do, are these two names that you would like to add to the Eagles wide receiver core until Alshon Jeffrey comes back, and maybe they actually bring you something and help you out overall. 610-632-0975. And again, at some point we'll get a look at the around the NFL, specifically in the NFC East, and some of the best NFC teams that are going to be looked at throughout the duration of the season as contenders with the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's head back to the phones as we go to Mount Airy and check in with Ed on 97.5. What's up, Ed?
What's going on, Chief?
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. I just got a question real quick.
Let's go.
How is Corey Coleman available right now?
Well, since Buffalo released him after camp, he's available. Nobody picked him up.
That is ridiculous. I say we absolutely pick him up. That kid is a stud. Even before he got hurt with in Cleveland, I forgot who was his quarterback. Was it Kessler at the time?
It was Kessler and Kaiser and McCown in 2016, yes.
Oh, now, you see, before he got hurt, he was putting up some numbers, in my opinion. I feel like Mike Wallace is a temporary fix right now, and he's not going to get the job done. He's not the Mike Wallace that he once was. So we pick up.
You don't think he
like
can be better than what you got from Torrey Smith last season?
I didn't get much from Torrey Smith last
season. That's what I'm saying. So you don't think it's going to be better than that?
No, not at all. To be honest with you, he's a temporary fix. A guy like Corey Coleman, you groom him, you actually give him a good quarterback, and Carson Wentz, arguably the best quarterback in the league when healthy, this dude is going to flourish in our offense with Doug Peterson's offensive mind.
I think
we absolutely signed him.
I agree. And so far, every phone call and every tweet we've read has said Corey Coleman over Perriman or anybody else. I think we may have had one that said Dez Bryant. That's about it.
Come on now, Dez Bryant. Now, Perriman needs to stay wherever he at. Like, he had Joe Flacco and could not get open at all.
Well, if you ask a lot of people, Joe Flacco cannot throw the football anymore. So, you know what I'm saying? That's where a lot of people lean now with him.
That's true. Yeah. But, yeah, that was just the point I had to make.
Yeah, but Corey Coleman, I mean, listen, I agree with you, Ed. Thanks for the call, man, Ed. Corey Coleman would be my choice if we did, in fact, go that route and you work out these two players, and Corey Coleman will be the one that I would definitely take a look at for the Birds. 610-632-0975. Greg is in Upper Darby joining us now on 97.5. What's up, Greg?
Man, I was ready to hang up because the guy that just came before me was say the same thing. Corey Coleman is definitely the choice, man. I mean, one thing about a wide receiver, some wide receivers, first of all, they need a good locker room. Some rookies need a good locker room. They need a guy that's older like Alshon Jeffrey to mentor them, show them how to be a professional. When you're in an island by yourself, it's sort of hard to get started. Also, when you have revolving quarterbacks in you have quarterbacks for Cleveland Brown, you had the deck is stacked against you, right?
Right.
When you have Carson Wentz, who is the elite franchise quarterback, which means that because he's your quarterback, he helps elevate and raise your game to a different level, right? Now he brings out the best from you, and now you can grow at a good pace behind some more experienced seasoned quarterbacks, right? His skill set is a number one draft pick worthy. The only thing that I have questioned that you don't know and I don't know, and you could probably find out better than I could because you're in the industry, where's his head at, right? Because sometimes, yeah, you know, when your head's not right, they cut you, and they don't really put your business out there because, you know, then it sort of puts a bad taste in the other player's mouth. Like, hey, why you have to put him out there like that?
Yeah, and, gee, you know, it's funny because I was saying it earlier. When you look at it, it's certain, like you pointed out, the structure in the locker room could help. But also the fact that you just got dropped by two teams that need help. Right. So right. Maybe that does kind of knock you back a little
Nathan
bit.
Nathan Perry got the guy. What's the guy's name for Buffalo?
Peterman.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, so maybe you just look at it and say, you know what? I got to let go by these two teams. They're awful. I didn't make it. That's a reality check. I need to step it up, or I'm going to be out of this league fast. Hey. Right? And maybe I didn't think I was as good as I was, but I could potentially do that with this football team who are defending Super Bowl champions, with the great locker room, with the great quarterback, and a great backup for who he is, and Nick Foles. He could possibly do some things. And, you know, you have a great offensive staff who can help you out and maybe reach that potential that you did not reach in those two cities.
I would take a chance on him on his skill set.
Yep.
His talent alone.
I agree. Gene, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. I would certainly look at Corey Coleman. Of the two, Perriman, Breshad Perriman, and Corey Coleman, I would look at Corey Coleman as my choice if they did decide to bring in one. Now, listen, it's all about their workout and what they show the Eagles when they come in here and work out. Here are Breshad Perriman's numbers from 2016. He was drafted in 15. I think he had an injury his first year, which is why he didn't play. 2016, 16 games played, one started, targeted 66 times for 33 receptions, 499 yards with three touchdowns. After that, in 2017, 11 games played, three started, 35 is the target, 10 receptions and 77 yards for Breshad Perriman. No, Pat, I'm going Corey Coleman.
It's fine, you're wrong.
Maybe so, but we're all wrong as a group because we've all said Corey Coleman. 610-632-0975. Back to it. And Ben Salem with Milan on 97.5. What's up, Milan?
What's going on, brother?
My man.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. So real quick, you're talking about Coleman, right?
Yes.
And you want Coleman, right?
That would be my guy.
Okay, so can we have a discussion, argument, whatever you want to call it?
Of course.
Okay, so here we go. You watch Hard Knocks at all?
I did not. I did not. I got it from everybody else. I did not see it, no.
Okay, so he got traded because he was complaining he wasn't getting the ball enough. So as a pro athlete, if you're not getting the ball enough, that should be a sign to you that something's not right. You know what I mean? coaches see talent, and when they see talent, they give talent an opportunity regardless. Like that kid that they kept in Cleveland that was having legal issues or whatever, they kept him because he knows who they
Well, Josh Gordon is elite. And we did bring
that up. Josh Gordon, the other kid, the rookie.
Oh, okay. Galloway. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And we did bring that up too, Milan, that Pat reiterated the whole story and, you know, brought it back to light because I didn't really have the whole story. So Pat talked about how he was saying how he wasn't getting a lot of work. He was on the second team and it wasn't enough. Why is he on the second team kind of thing?
Exactly. But the thing is, though, so, all right, he got traded. So first off, the sign of him not getting enough work wasn't enough, so he has to get traded. It's like, all right, we'll trade you. So they traded him, and not only did they trade him pretty much for nothing, they traded him for a seventh-round pick. And then, if that wasn't enough to trigger a pro athlete to do something with their career, he went to Buffalo, and he didn't do anything in Buffalo either after that. And then he got cut by Buffalo, and now he's a free agent, and he's still doing the same thing. You know what he is? You know what Corey Coleman is?
What is he? Who is he?
He's a good interviewer. That's what he is. And he showcases what he can do, what he's capable of doing, and what he's done. But he can't do it when it comes time to do it. That's why he's not in the NFL. That's why he's in the NFL, but that's why he's not a starter. And you want that temporary, because any receiver we sign right now, they're not going to be on the team next year. Eight out of ten chance.
No, I know. And that's why when we talked about the money, you bring him in, he's cheap. I'm good with that.
He's cheap, but do you want to bring that kind of attitude into a locker room temporarily?
Well, that's where we talk about the structure of the locker room being very, very good and can maybe help a player like Coleman or Perriman or Bryant, for that matter, for the people who bring up Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant's a whole other story. We can't even start.
Well, I'm just saying that because people have brought. I mean, listen, look at LeGarrette Blount, right? People talked about him and his attitude, and the same with Jay Ajayi and the reports coming out about his knees, but then it was also those bad reports, Milan, about how he was a cancer in the locker room. And everything was fine because the structure of the football team in that locker room does not allow for those malcontent types of attitudes, players, the types of way that they were. Thanks for the call, man. That's why so many of us bring up the fact that the locker room is so strong. He may not be great. I'm not saying he's great, and I'm not saying he's going to be a starter. I heard you bring up, you said the starter thing. We weren't talking about him being a starter. We were talking about him adding to the depth because Jeffrey's out, Mac Hollins is out. You may not be able to count on Shelton Gibson or DeAndre Carter because you just don't know. Now, you may not know from Coleman or Perriman either, but at least they were first-round talents that they were drafted at that spot for a reason. And you might be right, he may have just simply interviewed well. Maybe. But he also got drafted because he was a talent at the collegiate level. Maybe he was drafted too high, but he was a first-round pick, arguably by everybody. 610-632-0975, Devon Givens. With you until 9 o'clock here on The Fanatic. Joe Torti in at 9 o'clock, taking over, carrying you until midnight, talking some football as well. I'm assuming the 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. Once again, to get us on this topic and the Carson Wentz piece from Chris Mortensen of ESPN and ESPN.com stating that there's optimism within the Eagles organization that he could potentially be back, Carson Wentz, sooner rather than later. Not yet for week two, but quite possibly for week three. No one knows yet. There just seems to be some optimism where he's able to protect himself basically right now. And that test looks so good right now for Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles that he might be ready sooner rather than later. How do you react to a story or news like that from one of the guys who are the most trusted and elite reporters in the NFL, and Chris Mortensen, with the information that they are able to get? 610-632-0975. If he's ready, I'm ready. Put him on the field. If he's not, then you don't. People keep talking about, hey, why are we rushing him back? We're not doing anything. The doctors give him the go-ahead. They're not going to put him on the field unless he's ready to go. Period. If he's ready to go, they're going to say he's ready to go. If he's not, they're going to tell the coaching staff, not yet. But once they do, I do not care if the record is 4-0. You put him out on the field if he is ready to go. 610-632-0975. Back at it on the phones. We go to Phoenixville and Andrew on 97.5. Hey, man.
Good evening. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm excited for Sunday's game.
Oh, man. Tampa puts up that big number yesterday on the New Orleans Saints. Everybody's looking at them and saying they're going to be the team. It's going to be a problem. They still could be, but we didn't expect Tampa Bay to put up 48 on the New Orleans Saints. So right now that looks to be a good game already, Andrew.
Well, and that's the thing I'm concerned about is how many points they put on such a great defense, such as, well, such a great team all around.
Yeah, great team, really good team, not a great defense for New Orleans.
Yeah, and so the three areas I'm really concerned about, obviously, offensive line, wide receivers, and sometimes our secondary. Because obviously, you know, as you saw yesterday, Tampa Bay has some really good players. DeSean Jackson, I know he's older, but he put up some big numbers yesterday.
He did. Two touchdowns, over 100 yards. He had the concussion. He has to pass the protocol. Right now, we don't know his availability, but if he is out there, he's certainly a problem opposite Mike Evans.
What are your three concerns going into this game on Sunday?
That's a great question. First of all, I would start off with the quarterback play because of the lack of rhythm with his skill players. That would be number one. Number two would be if the secondary can slow down the high-powered Evans and Jackson receiving core. Also, Chris Godwin, he also scored for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday from Penn State kid, called obviously local connections here. Good sign for him. That would be number two. And number three would just, again, be, as always, health, just getting through the game healthy. So those would be the things, starting with Nick Foles in the quarterback position with the receivers and the tight ends and everybody else, just getting things going, getting that rhythm. And again, the secondary stopping Evans and Jackson from being explosive and getting points on the board.
I agree. And if we can defer to the second half, get our defense out on the field first and really show a statement to that high-powered offense that we're not the team to mess around, and we're going to beat you. I'd rather have that done first.
People love that second half. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. People love the second half. Seriously. Love this. Defer. Doesn't matter to me. Sometimes I like when the defense comes on the field and start things off. Sometimes I like it for them to be out in the second half to start things off. You never know how it plays out, but people love that when it comes to deferring for the defense. 610-632-0975. Austin and Media is next on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Austin.
Hey, Devon. What's going on, man?
What's happening with you, man?
Just chilling, just getting off work, getting excited to call into the radio station. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Love it, man. Thank you.
So I just wanted to bring up a point about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz and the whole what we're talking about here. If you had to guess what Nick Foles' record is in his last 25 games with the Eagles, playoffs and regular season, what would you put his record at? If you had to guess, I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything, but just if you had to guess.
If I had to guess Nick Foles' record?
Yeah, last 25 games with the Eagles, what his record is.
Well, I know he was 5-1 in the playoffs this past season. He has the one game this year, so that will be 6-1. So I would put him somewhere, last 25 starts, I would put him at
25.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. So, yeah, 25. So, when you said earlier Carson Wentz gives the Eagles the best chance to win football games, would you not agree that 20-5 is a good record as a starting quarterback?
Yes. So, what is Carson Wentz's record? We know he had 7-9, and he was, 13 games in? And
he was killed last year. MVP.
Yeah, and that's why I always say, Austin, Nick Foles is more than capable of leading this team until Carson Wentz comes back.
I just think that's why you're getting, like, the Mort report was great. Like, it's optimistic. Like, everybody wants to root for the Carson as you know, a quarterback, and his talent's undeniable. But everybody's kind of nervous because they're like, oh, well, if it's a good thing, don't change it. But at the same time, Wentz has to come back, and he has to get his legs under him because he's our future quarterback.
Listen, man, I have confidence in Nick Foles, Austin. You certainly do as well. I have confidence in him until Carson Wentz is ready to go. That's not a knock on Nick Foles because, like I said, after seeing what he did, I feel comfortable with him being in there. No doubt about it. And I said, I think he's going to light up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday once they get out there. But once the big fella is back, the franchise quarterback, I'm putting him out there. No knock on Nick Foles at all. He's a legend forever. No knock.
And even in the Atlanta game, like, you know, Ertz dropped three passes.
Yep. Got the one drop.
Interception. Like, you got to understand that these plays, they create first downs and sustain drives. So his stats, like, yeah, it was anemic. Like, I don't know, 4.7 yards per pass and everything like that. But
yeah, it was awesome.
But other things affect the game as well. Like when he went over to Doug and they got together and called Philly number two. Like,
oh, no doubt. Austin, thanks for the call, man. I'm sorry I let you go long. Here's the thing. Yes, he called Philly. He called the Philly special, right? Why do we assume that Carson Wentz wouldn't have done the same exact thing? Why are we acting like Nick Foles is the only one that can call that play?
Also, Carson Wentz played wide receiver in high school when he got injured. So
he would have caught the football, huh?
Positive, he would have caught the football.
Positive. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's almost like when we do these drafts, like when we start talking about the NBA and we start talking about the number one overall pick and we want Ben Simmons over Brandon Ingram and we start to shoot down Brandon Ingram as if he can't play just because you like Ben Simmons. No, they both can play. I just happen to think at the number one position overall in the NBA draft and what's going to help the team, they both can help the team, but I prefer this one. Why do we have to knock the other one? Nick Foles is the backup quarterback. Not knocking him at all. And maybe he will call, maybe he would not have called Philly, but maybe he didn't need to call that. Maybe they would have went somewhere else and they still would have got a score off of whatever play that they called up. He was fantastic, Nick Foles, in that Super Bowl. Darn near perfect. Carson Wentz, arguably against that defense, could have done the same exact thing. We will never know until he gets to the Super Bowl himself and leads them to a victory. He may do it in different form where they beat him 47-10. I have no idea. But all I do know is in order to get there, the best chance is number 11. There's nothing wrong with number 9. Just number 11 is the best chance. 610-632-0975. Matt and Trey, we get you on the other side. We'll get into some tweets as well. Share some of the scores from yesterday around the NFL in week number 1 and what impact the NFC has on Philadelphia Eagles. And see if you, did you see anybody you're afraid of? 610-632-0975. Patty, you behind the glass. I'm Devon Givens, Joe Torti at 9 here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic. You love your weekly dose of Sal Pal Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an entire hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on 97.5, The Fanatic. Get the insights and breaking birds news that only Sal Pal can deliver. Join us for this week's show live from Oz, 656 Stokes Road in Medford.
Presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine.
The Sal Pal Football Hour is only on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. or you can check them out at turnersvillejeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at turnersvillejeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for turnersvillejeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at turnersvillejeep.com. Oh, did I say turnersvillejeep.com? turnersvillejeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville.
Well, green, thick grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the less weeds you have. Now, my guys in Natural Lawn are scientists that can explain exactly how it works. I'm not, but they tell me it's simple. So hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but it'll help for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty. The products are organic-based, the techs are the best in the business, and they've been helping my lawn grow at its best for many years. I continue to recommend them because it works. You got to call Natural Lawn of America for their limited time offer today. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. Now, I just told you how important seeding is. It's free. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. It's my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All aboard!
Five decades of the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne. No More Tours 2, with special guest Stone Sour.
If you cry,
BB&T Pavilion, September 12th. City Card members get access to preferred tickets. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Witness a living legend live, part of the Mattress Warehouse concert series.
Years from now, when you're sitting together eating noodles, saying those things you always say. You won't remember saving on your engagement ring by buying it at Robin's Diamonds in Tax-Free Delaware or having so many rings to choose from. But I bet you'll remember how much fun you had shopping and how the wide-open self-serve cases made you feel like you owned the place. Of course, you'll have the ring, and I bet it'll still seem like it was made just for you at Robin's Delaware Diamonds, the engagement ring store.
Robin's Rocks!
Yeah!
So, John, what should the Eagles' focus be this season?
Eagles fast play, for sure.
As opposed to what?
I'm talking Eagles fast play tickets from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Playing's faster than our wide receiver running a slant.
Faster than our defense blitzing the QB?
Oh, yeah! The game's got progressive top prizes, plus second chance drawings for Eagles game tickets, meet and greets, autographed merchandise, and more.
Wow, I'm gonna get mine fast.
Fast play. Play fast. Win instantly. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
The Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer is pushing the limits of how affordable a Sea-Doo can be. Right now, not only are we offering up to $1,200 off select 2018 GTI and Spark models, we're also giving you 0% financing for 36 months. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. Escape the everyday at your local BRP dealer. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Let's talk a little Tropicana Atlantic City. Brings you more this summer, this fall, all the time. From trendy hangout spots to signature events, Tropicana has it all. Overlooking the Atlantic Ocean is Tropicana's new Chelsea 5 Gastro Pub at the Chelsea Tower. The best spot for dinner and a view. Chelsea 5 open Wednesday through Monday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also, new to the Chelsea Tower is the Whiskey 5 Bar. Sample old-fashioned craft cocktails while playing billiards. Happy hour Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 8. What a blast. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling prop, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Trey Thomas. I love Golden Bird's Peanut Chews. They've been a Philadelphia staple for over 100 years. To show their Philly pride, Peanut Chews is celebrating their partnership with the Philadelphia Eagles by giving fans delicious, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts and a chance to score 2019 season Eagles tickets. Pick up a specially marked king-size bar of Peanut Chews only at select Wawa stores. One person will win two season tickets for the 2019 Philadelphia Eagles, and 10 will win autographed Eagles merchandise. No purchase necessary. Open to New Jersey, PA, and Delaware. Must be 18 and up. Go to peanutchews.com for details and official rules.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer. The king wishes me to tell thee to let the bot light flow forth at thine tailgate. Oh, dilly dilly.
Enjoyed responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sports talk for Broomall and all of Delco. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey.
830, 97.5 The Fanatic, Devon Givens. Hanging out with you for two more segments before the great Joe Torti steps in. Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight right here on The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. We got some tweets, we've got some phone calls, we got some scores to get them to, get you updated on what happened in the NFL yesterday. Week one, of course, the kickoff last Thursday. Eagles take down the Falcons, 18-12. Bust out score, right? You love that score. But they got it done. The defense was fantastic. Offense needs to get things going. I think they do against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we saw the New Orleans Saints put up a big number, a 40 spot on the Bucs. But the Bucs, in turn, put up 48 behind Ryan Fitzpatrick, DeSean Jackson, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. They put up some numbers yesterday. And you have them next week. So the question is, what's going to happen, right? What's going to happen? So we'll certainly talk about that a little bit more. And my bad, Pat Egan. My bad, Pat Egan. 610-632-0975. Real fast before we go to Matt and Trey on the phones. Steve O'Hara 7 on Twitter says, Devon, the play is to bring in Dez, an all-pro quality wide receiver that will walk into New York, Washington, and Dallas and not blink an eye. He's healthy now and will be on his best behavior. We only need him for this year or next to see if we can repeat the other wide receivers are castoffs or busts. Great breakdown. Great breakdown. Certainly be the case. Dez, best behavior. Again, we bring up the culture of the locker room where, you know, he'll be certainly fine walking in here and he won't cause any trouble. Maybe so. Maybe so. Just not yet. But I hear you, Steve. I don't know that I go there yet. I look at the other young guys and say, maybe so. Maybe so. But listen, I've always liked Dez Bryant from afar. Got on my nerves from afar, but I like him. I liked him. 610-632-0975. Has he lost it, though? That's the question. Matt in Philly is next on The Fanatic. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You were talking a couple minutes ago about deferring or receiving on the kickoff.
Yes.
Yeah. So my logic on this is at home, I want to defer because you have 65,000 people drinking, tailgating, ready to go. And then you kick off and they're ready to get loud. They're ready to get loud.
Mm-hmm.
If you receive, you're basically asking them, all right, be quiet. Now on the road, you know, I want to also kick off because you're asking the same fans, please be quiet now. You know what I mean? So at home, they're ready to be loud immediately.
No, they are. You're absolutely right. And listen, you're not wrong in that at all. You also can sometimes look at how things played off the last week. You might want to get the offense jumpstarted earlier this particular week. Or the opponent you're looking at saying, hey, they're notorious for starting slow defensively. Maybe it goes that route. So there may be so many different things, Matt, that defense, that teams, pardon me, coaching staffs look at and decide to go those routes. But you're not wrong in anything that you say. We all, especially here, Matt, right? This is defensive town. You want
yeah,
that.
Because our defense is always ready and fired.
Always.
They're ready to come right out.
Always.
You know?
And right now you have an elite defense, so you certainly are not upset if they are on the field first.
And then, you know, you force a turnover. Next thing you know, you got the ball rolling. You're up 21-7 at half. Now you're getting the ball.
Oh, no question.
So,
yep.
I mean, I'm looking at, can I also ask you a hypothetical question?
Please do.
If you could go back in time, would you take the Nick Foles for the 35th overall pick trade to the Browns?
So you mean right now I would be starting
Nate Sudfeld for a game or two, and you have Carson coming back week three?
Yes, because I always thought that you were only going to get a second round pick for him anyway, so I would have probably done that, yes.
Because I was all over that. I would have loved that. I mean, not that I hate Foles and I always be indebted to him for the Super Bowl.
No, it's just that he's going to walk. He's going to walk.
You know, a 35th overall pick, you're basically getting somebody that is coming in and contributing to your team immediately.
You're looking at, you're getting Darius Geis from LSU.
Yes.
That's what you're
exactly.
getting. Yep. Absolutely, yep. Matt. I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I would have done that. And I said it then that I thought once Jeff broke the story, Jeff Mosher, of course, broke the story about the second round pick being offered to the Birds for Nick Foles, and it turned out, I think it was Mike Silver from NFL.com that said that it was the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, well, of course I would have done that. No question about it. Yes, you're getting a first round pick. Everybody always says the grade value of those late picks, it's a first round pick. And as much as we talked about Darius Geis for the Eagles on the back end of the first round, you're again basically getting Darius Geis on the back end of the first round with the 35th pick. Unfortunately for him, he has the ACL tear. Tough story. Hopefully he bounces back and he's able to be the good back that he... I mean, listen, I know the Eagles have to play against him, but I put them up against any running back and stopping them. And he's going to be good for a long, long time. I like the player. Unfortunately, he's out. And unfortunately, the Birds did not do that move. And we are where we are, which is you're still in a good spot because Nick Foles can hold things down, more than hold things down, until Carson Wentz returns to the lineup. 610-632-0975. Now we keep it moving on the phones. Trey in West Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on with you?
What's happening with you, man?
I'm cool, man. First of all, let me say this. Go get Dez Bryant. Won't they stop playing around? We need him. He got something to prove. This man is playing to stay in the NFL. So he got a lot to prove. He ain't going to start no stuff in no locker room. This man playing for his life. He's playing for a job.
So why didn't he, I mean, now if I were to counter and say, why didn't he take the 3-year, $21 million from Baltimore?
He don't want to play for Baltimore. He want to play for the Eagles. He shouted that out. Sony left allergy. I want to play somebody that I see
two times. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We knew what he was saying.
He's not saying
anything. We ain't even go get him.
Okay.
But,
all right.
You know, there's that. But I want to talk about Nick Foles. I'm enjoying what this guy's doing. I'm really, you know, kind of pissed off about how people talk about our winning. You know, he won the Super Bowl. He do nothing but win. And everybody, like, so nervous. You can't even enjoy it. Like, he's doing the defense. Let me tell you another thing. The defense playing this way because of Nick Foles. I'm not. They was not playing this way when Carson was in there. They're only stepping up their game. Sometimes they play better for certain quarterbacks because he need help. And people don't know that. You must don't know football. And let me.
Well,
tell
yeah,
you,
you step your game up a lot of times because that's what the team needs. You need to elevate your play because you're playing with the backup. But that said, I disagree that the Birds' defense wasn't playing as good for Carson Wentz. They were still locked down defensively, which is they played off of each other. He was that good. They were that good. They were a great compliment. So I still think the Eagles' defense. Remember, they were the number one rush defense all year. They've given up only like 71 or something like 71 yards a game on defense and rushing defense, pardon me. And then the other stuff with the passing game and overall, I think they were just seventh overall in the NFL. They were good all year long. They just picked it up even more, Trey, when Nick Foles did come in because, as you said, they need it.
Yeah, I was looking at some numbers and I'm looking like, well, it seemed like they started playing a little. Like you said, they stepped it up because he needed it. And I figure, like, the way Nick Foles is playing, like, nobody's really enjoying it. Everybody's just panicking and saying, yo, we need Carson back.
Only because that story came out that said he's probably going to be ready sooner rather than later. At least that's what the optimism is.
Let me ask you a question. Do you agree with this? Say we had Jackson from Baltimore, and he was playing Nick Foles, playing like Nick Foles, a younger quarterback, you know, somebody up and coming. Do you think Carson would have to fight for his job back? Only because it's Nick Foles, he don't have to fight for his job. But if it was one of them young quarterbacks that was in there doing the same thing that he's doing, running and playing, I believe he would have to fight for his job back, like old days. You can get your job cooked, but because it's Nick Foles, it ain't going to happen.
I don't think it's because Nick Foles, Trey. Thanks for the call. I think it's just simply because Carson Wentz is that good. He has not won the Super Bowl, but he's that good, remember. He was going to be, we all believe, the MVP of the National Football League had he not missed those final three games. Yes, it's not a guarantee because we don't know how the final three games would have ended up. But the rate that he was going to win the MVP of the National Football League a season ago. It just was. It has nothing to do with Nick Foles or Lamar Jackson or Baker Mayfield, or anyone else that could start off 3-0 for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's about Carson Wentz being the franchise quarterback and being better than all of them that we just named. That's all. 610-632-0975. Nate from Southwest joins in on the text board and says Jeremy Maclin is the play. Couldn't call in. Jeremy Maclin is the play. At Big Slim OA. Coleman is on the street for a reason, and he's still young. Got to be something there. I go with the vet. Hashtag Des Bryant. Coach Bird on Twitter says, let's bring them in for the workout and then go from there. So he's in the wait-and-see mode. And Aswav Capo Ramid, Perriman has injury issues, definitely would take Coleman. He reminded me of a D-Jax-type player coming out of college. Also hope team doesn't rush Wentz back. 610-632-0975. Appreciate those guys and everybody else who's joining on Twitter as well. Certainly appreciate everybody joining in as always on Twitter since you can't call in. And Amir Young jumps back in. Definitely not, bro. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. When I commented back with the 100%, it's the 110% that people get crazy about. Amir doesn't like the 101%, and I agree with him. 610-632-0975. Final segment on the other side. We'll run some scores from yesterday's games in the NFL as well, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Last season, the Fanatic pregame show was at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino, and we won it all and became a city of champions. So we're going back. Yeah, we might be a little superstitious. Join Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Jason Mertitis for the Fanatic pregame show and party. Back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Then stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' many screens, including a huge 10x10 big screen.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Brought to you in part by Gerhardt's Appliances.
And Visit Philly.
This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
The following message from Monster contains multiple uses of the F-word. It may not be suitable for younger audiences and those easily offended. Free. It's a bad word that a lot of job sites use, and it's creating a lot of noise. You know those sites. They tell you a free posting will get your small business qualified candidates, and then the candidates you get aren't the candidates you want. So they aren't free because you end up paying a lot. Or there are those other sites where you post your job in the same environment as someone selling a human-sized hamster wheel. Or where qualified candidates can't find you because your job post gets buried really quickly way deep down at the bottom of the site. Posting your job on Monster means you don't have to post on those sites because we don't do any of those things. We deliver candidates and qualified ones. Monster's job postings start at just $49. No hidden fees, no irrelevant candidate matches, no having to repost every 10 minutes. Only the candidates you want delivered easily at a fixed, affordable, and honest price. Visit monster.com/radio to learn more and cut through the noise.
My office still has those overhead yellow lights. You know, the ones that buzz all day? Uh-huh. Well, I'm not sure how old they are, how much extra they're costing me, or if they'll ever go out. But I do know that I hear them in my sleep.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business. Like lighting incentive solutions that make it easy to save energy and money. Just visit pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Sports Bettors Affiliate. If you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at allstarsportspicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks covers all major U.S. sports, plus various future bets, racing, boxing, golf, horses, soccer, and more. With over 11,000 documented picks and a 76% win rate, now's the time for you to become a consistent winner by following allstarsportspicks.com. Check them out now and learn about their Diamond Play mobile tech service. Log on and sign up at allstarsportspicks.com. That's allstarsportspicks.com.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Dreaming of summer vacation or a home renovation? Now is the time to take advantage of a Citadel Home Equity line of credit. Enjoy low introductory rates, generous limits, and flexible terms. Access the money you need when you need it. Learn how you can minimize your payments and maximize your dreams with a Citadel Home Equity line of credit. Visit Citadel online at citadelbanking.com/home equity. That's citadelbanking.com/home equity, or stop by a Citadel branch. Citadel, banking with one focus. You, equal housing lender, offers subject to credit approval.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I spell Wednesday, I have to say Wednesday in my head, or I will spell it wrong every single time.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I tip someone at the food truck, I wait for them to watch me before I put in the money.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Well, last night I finished off a family-sized serving of chips. Hey, I'm a family of one.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month. 50% off and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or roofingnation.com.
Join the Fanatic in Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour this Tuesday night at 6 p.m. at Ott's in Medford, presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. $2 off wines by the glass, half-price appetizers, specials, and more.
.47, 97.5 The Fanatic, final hour, final segment. We already are in the final hour, final segment for us before we again hand it off to the great Joe Torti until midnight, talking some football, of course. And we're going to get into some of the football action that we saw yesterday in week number one of the NFL. Eagles, of course, kicking it off on Thursday night with their 18-12 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. Defense was fantastic. Jay Ajayi in the second half was tremendous. Two touchdowns and overall 15 carries, 62 yards for the Eagles. Running back, the offense again not getting things going enough, but hopefully we'll see more of that against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who did in fact win in a shootout in New Orleans against the Saints in game number one. For them, Tampa Bay 1-0 after a 48-40 victory over the New Orleans Saints, right? Michael Thomas, 16 receptions, 180 yards, 1 TD for the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees lighting it up, 37-45, 439, 3 touchdowns, but it wasn't enough. Was not enough. Why? Because Ryan Fitzpatrick was on fire. That's why. 21 of 28, 417 yards, 4 touchdowns for the veteran quarterback. How about that? Right? Just flat out getting it done. They got 19 carries out of Peyton Barber for 69 yards. 12 carries for Ryan Fitzpatrick for 36. And then nothing else. Nothing else at all, Tampa Bay rushing. But that's because the receiving core did their job. Mike Evans, 7 catches, 147 yards for 1 touchdown. DeSean Jackson, you know that name, 5 for 146, two touchdowns along of 58. O.J. Howard, only two catches for 54 yards. But, you know, second year might be the year for the talented tight end out of Alabama. Chris Godwin, again, the Penn State product, local product as well. 3 for 41 with the score as well. So Tampa Bay got it done offensively for them. Yesterday, led by, again, Ryan Fitzpatrick with 4 touchdown passes to Evans, Jackson, and Godwin. So they came to play yesterday. They also got a defensive touchdown from Justin Evans. Vinny Curry with the solo tackle, which was a sack. And a tackle for loss, of course, for Vinny Curry. So he got into the mix yesterday for his debut as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's what we have to look forward to next Sunday. Also around the NFL, in the NFC in particular, the Jaguars knocked off the Giants 20-15. Saquon Barkley with a tremendous run for a score. Total numbers, 18 carries, 106 yards, 4 and 1 touchdown. Odell Beckham, Jalen Ramsey, certainly a story to start things off with those two going at it. I love Jalen Ramsey. 11 receptions for 111 yards for Odell Beckham. Nothing really hurt them yesterday in that game. So the Giants come away with the loss, which is good for the Birds, as you know they might be the more talented team in the division. Start off with the loss, and we're all happy about that, certainly, of course. The Redskins, Washington. Adrian Peterson comes in looking like old AP. 26 carries, 96 yards, 1 touchdown. He was a very good pickup for them to start off. Can he sustain that throughout the remainder of the regular season? I'm not sure. We have no idea. We'll see. I would say no, but hey, this guy's different. So they win 24-6 over the awful Arizona Cardinals, led by you-know-who, Sam Bradford, and no worries from them. One of the worst teams probably in the NFL this season, and they were just simply not good. 24-6 loss. The Cowboys also dropped their opener 16-8 to the Carolina Panthers. Not a great-looking game when you watch it, but all in all for the Birds, 1-0, tied with the Washington Redskins in the division. And it's I'll take it. I'm sure we'll all take it as they get ready to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers again. Once again, Football Monday is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. Also, don't forget Sal Pal Football Hours tomorrow. Join Sal Pal every Tuesday from 6 to 7 for the Sal Pal Football Hour. This Tuesday show will be from Ott's in Medford, New Jersey. That's presented by Treasury Wine Estates, Gabbiano, and Lyric by Etude Wine. And also, we also have our 5K a day cash contest returning. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win. That's brought to you by Family Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Roofing Nation. Make sure you guys take advantage of that once that kicks off, all right? Let's get to our final phone call before we get out of here. Kelly in Royersford joins us on 97.5. Kelly.
Yeah, I was wondering why no one's mentioned yet that when Wentz comes back, is he going to be as effective if they reel him in and keep him from running?
We talked about that a little earlier, Kelly, that we're not going to see the normal Carson Wentz. Maybe we will. But if that's the case and he has to stand in the pocket, we all believe, number one, he's smart enough to do what he has to do to read the defense. And number two, his arm is good enough to get the ball downfield if need be. Not to mention his pocket presence. He may not be able to run out of the pocket the way we have been accustomed to seeing right away, but enough to just feel when the pocket starts to collapse and he has to get out of the way.
Well, yeah, I agree that he's a lot more mobile, even as he is, than Volts, but still, they won't. I don't know if teams will be shadowing him, which takes a coverage guy out of their secondary, or as how effective he actually will be.
Well, I think he'll be fine. I mean, if you put him and Nick Foles next to each other, I'd still say you go Carson Wentz. Kelly, thanks for the call. Even though his mobility is not there like we've seen in the past. And I do think it would return at some point. Thanks so much to Pat Egan, all the callers, of course. Well, Pat produced the show, but all the callers, they called in. All the tweets, great interaction as always. And I will be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock, after the Sal Pal Football Hour. And what you have coming up next is, as always, Monday through Friday, 9 to midnight, the Joe Torti Show. A lot of football talk left on the table for you and Joe to get into until midnight. So I will be listening as I'm driving home, and of course when I get home. So 610-632-0975. Joe Torti Show coming up next. I'll talk to you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my child's out on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR promo, regular rates apply.
Join Sal Palantonio as he broadcasts live from Ott's in Medford tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m., presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Get there early to enjoy the Ott's Happy Hour menu offered every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. That's $2 off wines by the glass, half-price appetizer specials, including wings, jalapeno poppers, mussels and steamers, and much, much more. Sal Palantonio live from Ott's Medford tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. Visit OttsRestaurants.com or call 609-654-2700.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny's proud to stock a full line of Westinghouse bulbs, including filament, A19, linear, and specialty LEDs. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects. Destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
Hey, it's Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or you can check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com? TurnersvilleJeep.com.